you watching. So let's go. Let's get it poppin'.
Without getting another bar, that's the case of this song. 34, so I'm giving up for us. 25 on the bank, I've been stuckin' on the head. Anyway, cause the bitch won't stop.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kid. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anywhere you can sing with. Gangsta to sing with, cool as a penguin. Got a team of them, honey, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing till chicken in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, we got high all week. Let's catch me in the week, I was up and left with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, brought back seat. That's me,
feeling
nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights.
Cause
the moon
take
a bite and the sun
greeting
us like.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it.
Not
the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you
dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
Hanging on the bar, that's the
kind
of that you call. When you fall, wanna beg, I've been stuck in your head. Anyway, cause
the bitch won't stop. That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
Is that done? Oh my God, that's her. Bitches is my sons, and I'ma go and get some bibs for 'em. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on 'em. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on 'em. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake, baby. You felt the ground shake, right?
This stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef comes. Throw some fresh ones. More talent than my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what that way looks like. Bitch, I can't even spell myself.
All these bitches is my sons, and I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money so I do's what I pleases. I live where the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty.
Disgust me.
Date a bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the dusty. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have the Terminator. These little nappy headed hoes need a Perminator. You my seed, I spray you with the Germinator. Move back, bug. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed son of bitches.
You gotta be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up. Who the fuck want war? FedEx straight to your front door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I eat your little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stop now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names, what got you your job. Used to put together gimmicks, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap, this is framed like a fucking garage. Yeah, this hood shit, you and Drake ain't built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting what hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like a syndicated. Corny blood, I leave you bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should've been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I went through their pussy with you in all five barrels. I'm from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with a thug. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Cindy. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon. Copy that? Oh, I see, they really got you gas. Like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you bout to crash. Stink pussy hoe, I'm giving you a bath. Thermometer in hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of glass. I draw back, I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to add beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off. And my niggas breathe till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. Use an earhead, bitch. Scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastards. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swaggerjackers. I mothered you hoes. I should claim you on my income tax.
I want you to try and tell us everything that happened. Anything you can remember. Anything you can
remember. I just want to tell the truth. The truth! The truth!
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/queen-ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Where she at? Where she at?
You seen her?
Where she at?
What she say?
You can find me, Jolly Ali, every Thursday, 1 minute past 11:59 p.m. on Left Flank, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/LEFTBLANK.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta Hawks. I'm chilling with Dawn Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Dawn Nicole Young.
This is your boy Versus, and chilling right here with Don Nicolione for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl, Don Nicolione. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gift, and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicolione.
Oh, Beat Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicolione.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicolione.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore, I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Corleone.
You're tuning in to IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, IndieHeat. Don Corleone.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Corleone Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We're so ATL,
man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me?
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Ramesses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsn@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubash Street and can't get it right. I advertised with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise with George
Gottfried. Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Mixtape. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it lands up. Available on Live Mixtape.
It like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I
return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Don Nicolione Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG.
Anything is liable to happen and go on this particular show, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG Radio, Don Nicolione Show, Monday through Fridays. Please believe it. Georgia Gossip in the building, IndieHeat.com is in the building, and I am your host, Don Nicolione. Thank y'all so much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Special shout out to everybody in the VIP chat room tuning in today. Live on the Don Corleone Show. We love you, Bobby. I see you, Whitney. What up, Michael? See you, Stevie. Yeah, let's run it. Everybody that's in attendance live or those that will listen to it while it's pre-recorded, please do me a favor. Touch yourselves and feel yourselves and see that you are alive. You are alive. That's right, goddammit. I'm alive. Anyway, man, this is the Don Corleone Show, man. I just been goddamn checking out the chat room and shit, everybody. You know, when I got ready to do the news today, you see, I just stop in mid-air and go to something else. Everybody, well, you know when I got ready to do the news today, right? Boy, I ain't got time to finish my sentence. Boy, time is running short. Save yourselves. Run for your life. Nah, but when I got ready to do the news today, right? Save yourself. Only thing we can do is come together. How you going to come together in a tsunami, motherfucker? That goddamn Mother Nature might be aiming at your ass. I don't want to be nowhere around your motherfucking ass. Nigga, that bitch after you, motherfucker. I ain't coming together with your ass, nigga. But, yeah, speaking of the tsunami, though, and the earthquake and all that beautiful good shit, damn, I'm good. For y'all niggas who got amnesia about Don Corleone, I just want to put on record, no, I'm not a predictor. I am the one that they predict. Do you understand? Let's put that on record. No, I don't claim to be some psychic motherfucker that tell you the things that will shortly come to pass. I am the one that they talk about the whole motherfucking time. All right? Now, let me explain why I say that shit. Because y'all niggas thought I was fucking bullshitting on the show last week when I said I'm going to go and make the four winds fold and call nature to cause a tsunami. Did I not fucking say that shit? Y'all niggas wake the fuck up. I ain't trying to goddamn stroke my own or jack my own self off, but sometimes you got to just to show how big your dick is. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be looking at humans and shit thinking just because we in human form, motherfucker, don't mean we came here to get a job done. Don't forget that shit. Put that on record. For all those that recall that shit when I was spazzing out saying fuck all this man shit and man created every fucking thing, then all of a sudden I had an epiphany to cause the four winds to fold and said that we're going to make that bitch get up off her ass and cause a goddamn tsunami. If I'm not mistaken, that's the same motherfucking day. The same motherfucking day when I got an astrology reading and that motherfucker by the name of Ample said, listen, bitch, this is your time tonight. Get out there and do whatever the fuck you want to do because the planets have aligned on your motherfucking side. And I asked him, I said, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Duh, bitch. So you already know how we get down. Remember, did y'all forget last week that I said that I'm calling all spiritual women that are one with nature to go out there and command her to fucking get up off her ass and get some shit done and become one with her so that we can motherfucking clean this fucking earth, restore this bitch right back to its pristine purity, put it back in its right order? Yeah. If y'all remember that, that was last week. That was less than 7 motherfucking days ago. Less than 5, if you want me to be real with you, because I don't count the weekend. That was less than 5 motherfucking days ago. Y'all better motherfucking recognize. They couldn't predict that shit. They didn't predict what day it was coming. They should have known. When you tune in to the Don Corleone Show, nigga, la illa ha illa la. Nothing would exist if I didn't create it, if I didn't even fucking say it. Let me put that shit on record. I don't think you want to fuck with me, man. I don't think you want to fuck with me. You fuck with me, you fuck with my whole family. Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember that shit. Leonard in the chat room said, hell yeah, I remember that shit. You damn right. I don't motherfucking play. I remember I sent a snake at your fucking, in your dreams to come talk to your fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't even think motherfuckers. No, nigga, I'm sick and fucking tired of being on this fucking planet. Well, nothing but goddamn the wrong motherfuckers think they got power. You ain't got no fucking power. Sit your fucking ass down. You ain't got no fucking power, nigga. Not when it comes to her, nigga. Not when it comes to her, nigga. That she, that bitch everybody can't stand, that's one bitch you can't lock the fuck up. You can't lock her up. Let me put that shit on record, my nigga. You can't lock her up. All right? Now, with that being said, next stop, we're going to New York. Put that shit on record. We're going to clean up this motherfucker, and I ain't going to motherfucking stop. God damn it. Sometimes you just got to fucking do it when you got nature on your side, when you make her your motherfucking first priority, your best motherfucking friend, that bitch should do whatever the fuck you ask her to do. It's no difference as above, so below. It's just like calling your friend up and say, girl, I need your help. What you need? Girl, I need you to come pick me up. It's the same shit, as above, so below. It's just real fucking simple once you become one with her, one with nature. I'm going to put this shit, oh yeah, we coming. We coming for the whole motherfucking world. God damn it. Y'all niggas goddamn talk about the Illuminati all the time. The lips, the words they leave out of every motherfucking mouth is going to be the words, is going to be the gender of a woman from this day fucking forward. And that woman, we're going to call her Mother Earth. Y'all got to wake the fuck up. We got the clean house, and that's why I said last week, I'm commanding all women that knows their powers, that knows that they are one with her, to go outside and command the four winds to fucking fold. Command Mother Nature to get off of her ass and send a fucking tsunami. God damn, I'm fucking good. I don't know if y'all bitches did it, but I got that. Clean goddamn houses. This shit here got to go. I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of it. Like I said, niggas need to sit their fucking ass down, man. I love to see where it always shows where those humans that appear to be strong actually become so fucking weak because there's a force to be reckoned with. It breaks every human being down to damn near like to the smallest molecule and shit. Motherfuckers, the strongest bitch niggas be bitching up and shit. Fucking humans and shit, niggas with machine guns. You can't bust back at a tsunami, motherfucker. You can't bust back at a goddamn earthquake, motherfucker. You can't bust back at shit like that, my nigga. You can't put a handcuff on some water, my nigga. Can't handcuff that motherfucker. The one that is really America's most wanted is none other than Mother Earth, motherfucker. It's coming, goddamn it. Unless y'all motherfuckers get it right. Unless y'all get it right, and I'm asking all these fucking humans who think they got the power of the fucking pen, get your shit right, nigga, because nature don't give a fuck about your age, the job you do, what God you worship. Nature don't give a fuck about your color, your race, how black and nappy-headed you are, or how straight and goddamn dead six-ether hair you have, how much money you got. She don't give a fuck about that shit. Let me put on record, though, when nature comes, she ain't guessing where she going. She aiming. Remember that shit. She aims. She knows exactly what the fuck she going to hit. That bitch ain't guessing. She aiming, goddammit. I just want to put all that shit on record, goddamn. Shit, that bitch ain't guessing. She aiming, motherfucker. Put that shit on record. Motherfucker want to talk about the goddamn. I ain't trying to be goddamn sour mouth on this shit, but motherfuckers want to talk about everything other than nature, Earth, Mother Earth. And that's some shit, y'all don't want to talk about her ass. Y'all just let her just ignore that bitch. Ignore if you want to. Somebody won't talk about her and shit. We talk about the president, talk about Obama. We talk about goddamn Atlanta Housewives. We talk about Astro Travel. We talk about the goddamn Nibiru. We talk about goddamn, what the fuck else we talk about? We talk about astrology and shit. We talk about fucking UCC and Sovereign and shit. We talk about goddamn the statistics of black single mothers and shit and how many niggas in jail because of it. We talk about all that shit, but nobody really want to fucking talk about Mother Earth, boy. We talk about her ass for one fucking day, and that's when that bitch go to work. That's it. We talk about her for one motherfucking day. Look at everybody. That's when that bitch finally decided she going to get up and go to work. That's the only time we talk about it. I tried to find some motherfucking news for you motherfuckers, And all I see in the news is the shit I did. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this shit? I'm trying to find some gossip on some celebrities. I can't find shit. You know how many motherfucking news sites I done fucking went on and gossip sites and shit trying to goddamn, man, this is all my shit. Like, bitch, this is your doing. Y'all better go back. It was just yesterday. It was just fucking yesterday. Go the fuck back. Shit, don't make, you know, that's why I'm like the Incredible Hulk. Don't make me get angry. You know, I'm just asking that humans get their shit together. And I ain't really talking about y'all motherfuckers because it ain't going to happen. I'm talking about, that's the truth. I ain't talking about y'all motherfuckers. I'm talking about them motherfuckers who think that they run everybody. I'm talking about them motherfuckers. That's who the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about stop trying to motherfucking put all humans under one motherfucking control. Stop trying to mind control and mind fuck all these fucking humans and shit and divide them and separate them and set your fucking laws up. Well, we break the shit, but you get away with it. Shit like that. Stop locking up motherfuckers is what the fuck I'm saying. Let me go to the call line. Come on in. 678-974. You're on the air with Don Nicoleon.
Greetings, Don. How are you doing today?
Greetings. How you doing today, pretty? Welcome to the Don Nicoleon Show.
I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
I was actually doing great once I saw the news this morning with the tsunami thing. I was like, yes, finally.
And that's some shit we like when Mother Earth goddamn get busy.
Yeah,
don't we?
I do.
Bitch fuck around and come next door to us.
Yeah.
That bitch come tear up our neighbor house. We be like, woo, goddamn. She fucked you up, boy. Long as that bitch don't come fucking with us and shit, boy. We be like, goddamn, boy. Oh, wow, she kicked ass, boy. Goddamn, look at that. Oh, shit, you see that car? Goddamn, look at that boat. Oh, fuck. Well, we like that bitch, but I even liked it when 9/11 hit, man. I was watching that motherfucker goddamn live and that fucking plane hit that motherfucker. I was like, oh, shit, goddamn, that was gangster. Did you see that plane go through that motherfucker? Goddamn, look at the building. Oh, shit, here go another one. Goddamn, that shit, man, it was like, fuck, that shit is perfect. I love it.
People that's really sad about this. It's like, oh, my God, you know,
well,
I hope
be
everybody's right. Okay. You know, like, what? This is supposed to happen.
I mean, I love it. I fucking love it. I ask that the four winds fold on these motherfuckers. I ask, and I'm thankful that I was granted, you know what I'm saying?
So where are we
going
to send it to next? Are we sending it to, like, the West Coast next? Or, like where should we take it next?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. All right.
I can't tell y'all that. Then it would be the, you know, motherfuckers that we trying to aim at, bring the ad to Georgia
right,
and shit.
Okay.
So we got to keep that shit on the wraps. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
You feel me?
You can't
hit a moving target. You feel me?
Okay. You're right.
Can't hit it, but it's coming. Mm. Everybody saying New York. Look at a minty. Not NYC. Oh, bitch. Babylon is falling. Shouted. Babylon has fallen. It's goddamn it. We're going to hit it all up. Goddamn it. Y'all better wait the fuck up. Y'all better wake the fuck up. Somebody was like, no, not NYC. Oh, shit. Woe to the mothers who give birth in the last days, who give suck. Goddamn it. I mean, shit, we ain't playing no more. We just wake up one morning and realize we ain't been doing shit. That's what the fuck is going on today. We just wake up one morning and say, wait a minute, I ain't been motherfucking, what the fuck? I've been motherfucking distracted the whole goddamn time and shit on Facebook playing goddamn CD-ROM games and watching fucking reality shows. Let me get on my motherfucking job. Let me goddamn call the four winds to fold. Sometimes you forget why the fuck you on this bitch. You feel me? Let me goddamn make a phone call. Let me make a motherfucking phone call and shit. Bitch been on vacation for about 6 months and shit. The fuck? Let me call this bitch, find out what the fuck she up to, and let her know that I just realized that I ain't been doing shit because she ain't been doing shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm not on mute.
But that's what's up. Shit. That's what's up. Well, what else? What's next? God damn it. It's, listen.
Whoa, okay. Look, it's a, you know, it's some sort of alien movie coming out today.
Which one? They talking about the Battle of L.A. or some shit?
Some shit where the aliens coming out the water or something?
Yeah, is that the Battle of L.A.?
I guess it is.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I ain't going to watch that shit. I'm going to find that nigga at the gas station with that shit in his book bag.
What?
Lil Pretty said, what? She's so slow. I'm going to find that nigga with that shit in his book bag. Fuck what you heard. I'm like, nigga, hey, nigga, you got that shit. You got that shit, nigga. What you got, 3 for $5, goddamn? 3 for $15, what you going for today?
You stupid. Oh, you
shit. Fuck what you heard, goddamn shit. I don't, Shutter. $5, the whole family can watch it. $45, goddamn it. No. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank God for black people. Man, because if we had to solely depend on these motherfuckers, nigga, I don't even think we'll have money in our pockets. That's the truth. If we had to solely depend on these motherfuckers, we wouldn't have shit. Do you understand? Big ups to black motherfucking people today. You know what I'm saying? Something so simple as goddamn charging goddamn $5.50 every Friday to go see something one motherfucking time. You got your boy at the gas station,
right,
with the book bag. It's just shit like that. You feel me? It's just shit like that. Just big ups to black people, man. I love you motherfuckers, because if it wasn't for y'all, we would not survive, and I swear to God. I swear to God, like, we got to really motherfucking think about this shit right. We can't be looking down at these motherfuckers that look out for us. You understand? Because them niggas charge your ass and kick you out right after they finish goddamn taking your money. The fuck is that shit? How you gonna charge goddamn $10 for an ounce of popcorn? Fuck you, motherfucker. Nigga charging $5 for a goddamn 12-ounce Coca-Cola. Fuck you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big ups to them niggas with the book bag at the gas station. I love you, my nigga. I got your back, son. But no, big ups for shit like that. For real, man. Big ups for niggas that are really fucking utilizing the shit out of fucking YouTube. Big ups to y'all, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for y'all taking the goddamn... People don't understand, man. You know, if you ain't never uploaded shit on fucking YouTube more than goddamn 12 motherfucking times, and you just go on YouTube and just try to get you a little bit of inspiration and shit from some of these goddamn videos, these black cultural conscious videos and shit, you understand, man? Somebody took the fucking time to upload that shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody took the time to fucking do that shit. So big up to y'all motherfuckers. Meanwhile, you got the fucking government, the federal government, the COINTELPRO. Their job is to stop all this great consciousness awakening, to stop all of us from waking up, utilizing our own people to wake us up. Their job is to stop them motherfuckers. So big ups to that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers that spend hours behind a fucking computer uploading shit just for your ass to motherfucking wake up. You know? That's some real good shit. You know, I don't even think we need to be talking about Tyler Perry and all the rest of them motherfuckers. I think that we should stay on topic with conscious motherfuckers that do their job and spend their time uploading shit. Whether they right or wrong, stank, on crack, like Tahuti and all them motherfuckers, but goddamn, you know, that, it's a blessing to have intellectual, conscious, ex-crackhead topic. Think of the effort they had to put into it. That's what my husband said. Think of the effort. You know, they probably had to go get a rock first, smoke that shit, then get on the corner, get the boy with the goddamn cell phone camera, and then drop jewels on goddamn monoculture and DNA. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And how the goddamn man is an imperfect gene of the fucking woman. Big ups now, nigga. That shit real. I'm just saying, shit. I mean, that's hard work. You feel me? Especially getting high and shit, because you fuck around and start coming real quick once you hit that rock. You know, it's like a fucking common sensation and shit, so I heard. You know? I'm just saying, like, for real, man. Like, shit, man, big ups to that shit. For real, man. Ali, Muhammad, and all them motherfuckers, man. Yeah, they may disagree with your motherfucking ass, though, but at least you take the time, nigga, to try to explain what's in your mind and help motherfuckers get in your mind. I'm just saying, man, we got to keep this shit conscious than a motherfucker. You feel me? We got to really keep this shit conscious. This will be the last day that I'm going to, look, I say this every fucking time, too. I will not break the bond that we've made today. I'm no longer talking about these motherfuckers who are doing their best and trying to motherfucking do their best. I'm not. I'm not. Now, if you tell me some foul shit they did, then you already know I got y'all back, right? I'm just saying, man, because that was a time, man, come on now. If we really look at it, right, fuck that slavery shit. Just fuck it. Fuck all that cracker didn't want you to read shit type shit. Fuck all that shit. But listen to what's going on now. If we really look at it, man, we got motherfucking crackhead scientists. Can we clap for that? I mean, crackheads are scientists now. Like, that's some real good shit. You know what I'm saying? We got ex-strippers and ex-dykes and shit, you know what I'm saying, doing goddamn waking up women and shit. Like, fuck, big up, man. Conscious ex-holes and shit. And the dykes that love them, just building consciousness all around them. I love it. I fucking love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you did good, man. You did motherfucking good. We got a lot of goddamn good shit, man. We got goddamn, who else we got? We got Polite and shit. Big ups to Polite. We got Polite, you know what I'm saying, striving to motherfucker, you know, wake motherfuckers up about polygamy and shit. Go, do your job, my nigga. Do your job. You know, all that good shit and shit. He need to be, like I always say, over there on the goddamn Crip side and shit. Stop bullshit, nigga. Go to the Crips with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, go back where you come from, motherfucker. Go back to the goddamn Crips and shit, nigga, and tell them niggas about that polygamy shit. The motherfucking Crips like, nigga, if you don't get your sour apple ass on our face, nigga, with that bullshit. Oh, sour apple ass, nigga, and shit. Nigga, when? What Crip you was in, nigga? Who was you under, motherfucker? What year? Nigga, that motherfucker, boy, bitch, nigga, don't come around here talking about you with one of us, motherfucker. We don't even know you. I was a stripper in my former life. Okay, that's enough, man. No, I'm serious, though. Let me keep this shit 100, for real.
What club?
What club? Wait, which strip club you was at? Which strip club? You know what I'm saying? Which strip club? Oh, conscious ex-stripper. Big ups to the conscious ex-strippers and those that are conscious that are still stripping. I mean, at the end of the day, man, all I want to say is that, I mean, we've actually glorified our own people without even knowing it, and so I just like the big ups to that shit because we really are the biggest haters on the planet when it comes to self and kind. But we've actually glorified these folks, and it's basically showing me that there is unity. Even though we may not agree with these motherfuckers, but we can see that there is unity. We can see that, right, Pretty? We can see that there's unity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can see that there is unity, you know. And big ups to goddamn Bobby Fatboy Hemmett, man. Like, shit, man. What would we do without Bobby Hemmett right now, man? Bobby Hemmett taught us a lot of shit. And one thing that the motherfucker taught me is that I never knew that you can eat Twinkies and drink Jack Daniels at the same time. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Bobby Hemmett. I love you, motherfucker. I love you for that. Because now when I drink, I got my Twinkies and my Jack Daniels together. I love it. I love you, motherfucker. I love you. I mean, I learn a lot from watching and observing these motherfuckers. They teach me. You feel me? And I just want to give all my props, my respect, my love, my honor, my admiration for a lot of these motherfuckers right now, man, because at the end of the day, man, just big ups to black folks, man. I love you black motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love them. And famous words that from Bobby Hemmett, man, before I didn't like that nigga was the words that I heard that nigga say, Quincy Jones wants you to fuck him. I love him. I love him. Those are the infamous words of Bobby Hemmett. You feel me? And before I realized that nigga was Bobby Hemmett, I liked him. But when I realized that he had a name and a gut to go with it, I said, I don't like that motherfucker. Nah, though, but, you know, for real, I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying, like, that motherfucker taught me a lot. You feel me? That motherfucker taught me a lot, nigga. I even have to educate my children on what to drink and what to drink with it, what to eat when you drink. You feel me? I learned a fucking lot from these motherfuckers. So big ups to Bobby motherfucking Hemmett. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a lot of motherfuckers before I didn't like Jali. I want to put that on record. You feel me what I'm saying? It was like, man, I like that motherfucker. That thing, you know, they get big and shit, yeah, everybody start talking about it. I hate that motherfucker. Bitch, that's the same motherfucker you was quoting goddamn every day. Quincy Jones wants you to fuck him. That's my shit. I love it, man. Special shout out to Phil Valentine. Never heard him talk. He just looks like a fucking N.O.I. He just looks just like a fucking N.O.I. Just, oh, my God. But I'm going to do my best. This going to be hard right here. This going to be hard. We love you. That was hard, but I don't even like that motherfucker. Can't stand him. Don, why you don't like Phil Valentine? Maybe because he ain't black, goddammit. What about that? Maybe because that bitch nigga ain't black, goddammit. But because you like the motherfucker, I'm going to like his ass. How about that? So big ups to that motherfucker. Shit. All right. So what else, man? Let me give all my love. Who else we got that's been looking out for black people? Oh, shit. We can't forget the one and only Sarah Susetti. Shit, big ups to that motherfucker. Y'all done killed him. I don't even see him no more. Y'all done killed. The last video I seen was yesterday, and I thought it was a recent video. Until the date popped up on the video, that shit said 2010 in August. I said, y'all done killed that nigga. Y'all done fucked around and destroyed Sarah Sutton said it. All he wanted to do was get y'all to bang on that beach daily. The fuck is y'all issue? All right. Let me be good. I can't believe y'all killed Sarah Sutton said it only because that nigga sold dope to get to Egypt, motherfucker. Y'all niggas sick. Y'all motherfuckers sick. Y'all niggas sick for that. You know, who else we got, goddammit? Shit. Who else we got? Who else doing their job, man? Oh, you know we can't ask you, Doc. You don't motherfucking know what the... You don't know shit. We can't ask you. Y'all call out some names, man. Who did I miss, man? I just want to get everybody, you know, I would not break the bond that we made. Big ups to Alexis.
Hell yeah.
I was just going to do niggas for now. But big ups to Alexis, man. Vagina power in the building. Alexis doing her thing. I did say all the women earlier, but I just didn't call out no name. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Somebody said Steve Harvey. Nigga, please. Nigga, Steve Harvey is a fucking coon. He's a... Okay, fuck it. Big ups to Steve Harvey. This shit is hard. Damn, this shit hard as fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? You got your own preference and shit.
People that's doing their job, but Steve Harvey, he's doing his job.
Steve Harvey ain't doing a goddamn no. My bad. Damn, this shit is hard. I love you, Steve. Love you. Love you, Steve. You took my Winton. He took my Winton. Big, oh, Devil Blair. Big ups to Devil Blair, man. Devil Blair talked like he got goddamn 9 liters in his mouth and shit. But with the mother, yeah, the cosmos, the, you know what I'm saying, the astral traveling of the thing, and the meridian of the planets would be aligned, and you have to be able to raise your kundalini and your chakras together. Big ups to Devil Blair. Big ups to Devil Blair. That nigga sound like he got goddamn. Like he's sucking on titties when he talk or some shit. And that's something. And y'all niggas wrong for that shit. Y'all are wrong as fuck for that shit. Shut up, y'all. Y'all wrong now. But this is a great day and time. We are trying to keep the unity amongst everybody. God damn it. Put 919 on. 919, come on in. You on the air, sweetheart. What you got for us? 919-419-410. All right, back to my love gathering. Why you want me to mute you, man? Because you laughing so fucking hard. I ain't muting your ass. Let a motherfucker hear you laugh, nigga. Laughter is good for the soul. Let me scroll up. Uh-oh, somebody said Sonateer. Sonateer? Famous words of Sonateer said, Amenti, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to come find your fucking ass and do a video off you. Big up the goddamn. Ain't that nigga, Sonetta, or whatever the fuck that nigga name?
Yeah.
Goddamn, that nigga did, man. I was mad at that motherfucker. I was like, damn, man, the fuck? Goddamn, you couldn't get one of your bras to say that shit, nigga? Like, how the fuck you going to go off on that girl like that, like that, like that, like that? All right, I'll give him some love, man, but I got some issues when niggas be trying to blast women in the chat room and shit. Like, I got an issue with shit like that. You feel me? I just don't like motherfuckers to do that shit. This is my letter to Sonateer, Netta. Why you got to be calling us out our name? My mama said you ain't shit. Even though you be with all them conscious bitches. This is my letter to Sonata. My daddy said you need to stop calling us out our name. And every time we hear you on the Nikki Love Show, all you fucking say is, ho, 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 shut the fuck up, bitch, we gonna take your weave out, ho, 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 ho. This is my letter to Sonetta. I don't like that shit, though, but I give him some goddamn love, man. Fuck that shit. I get that nigga some goddamn love. Fuck what you heard, man. All right, Sonateer, goddamn. Sonetta, whatever the fuck his name. Let me scroll up. Who else we got to get some love to working hard and shit, man? Who the fuck else, man? Damn, but the chat room jumping. Let me goddamn scroll up and find the names y'all motherfuckers threw out and shit. Big ups to Jewel Prookum, man. I mean, Jewel Prookum is, she's outside of all the shit, to be honest with you. Jewel Prookum is a sophisticated lady. This is a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even touch Jewel Pookum with a 10-foot pole. You feel me? Big up to Jewel Pookum. I mean, I'm annoying to a lot of people. My husband and her work together, you know, so, you know, like, I mean, Jewel is the shit, okay? I mean, but let me just say this real quick, I just want to say this real quick. I got kicked out of her motherfucking chat. You know what I'm saying? By that old faggot-ass nigga she be having hosting her shit and shit, running her shit. You know what I'm saying? But you know how I do it, man, because if I really feel like if I did some foul shit, man, I'm either going to do two things. I mean, if I didn't do nothing, if I'm innocent in this shit, I'll either do two things. Call in once I get banned or talk about your ass on my show the next day or both. I do the same goddamn thing. It don't even fucking matter. Right? But when the nigga motherfucking kicked me the fuck out because I'm so fucking smart and I asked a lot of questions, And I called in. I said, look here, Jewel, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? You changed my life when I was 12. I just want to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got a motherfucking stroke of motherfucking ego, something about humans. She was like, oh, I did? Thank you so much. Yeah. And one more thing I want to say is that I was kicked out your fucking chat room for just asking questions. Oh, you did? Oh, I'm so sorry. Let her back in, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you changed my life, ho. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck, man? How come, goddamn, when a motherfucker changed your life, goddamn, you get one of these old faggot-ass niggas to run your goddamn chat room and your switchboard and shit, bitch? Get rid of that motherfucker. Kick the motherfuckers out of shit. Ain't we the melanite people? Why is you kicking melanite motherfuckers out your shit? All right, anyway, moving right along. Look at them. Y'all got some names, boy. Y'all got some names like about red pill and blue pill. Oh, shit, this going to be a hard one, Ramesses.
Whoa.
Ramesses, this shit here about to be a hard one, my nigga. God damn, I'm going to have to let somebody else call in and give them some props and loves, my nigga. It's going to be hard as hell for me to do this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be super fucking hard for me to goddamn get them two little
Why?
Goddamn thing, give thing one and thing two some fucking props. Like, the
why
fuck is this? Say what, pretty?
I said, tell us why. What happened? What?
Man, goddamn, them motherfucking life straws, man. I got kicked out the room because of the fucking stupid ass life straws they try to sell to these people. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get niggas to invest in motherfucking McDonald's straws, calling it life straws and shit.
Man.
And I just asked the fucking question in the chat room over the fucking life. I mean, shit. How the fuck I... Oh, don't make me go mad on this motherfucker. I'm trying to keep the peace. I'm trying to keep the goddamn peace and shit. I'm just trying to fucking keep the peace, man. Don't fucking ask me that shit, pretty, because I fucking get emotional. People talking about, why you get upset with when you talking about a bitch and Dr. Yo? Bitch, I don't get upset with that, motherfucker. I get upset when y'all ask me certain questions, like, what the fuck did red pill and blue pill do? It's just shit like, man, you heard me scream, goddamn, you heard me have Tourette's that 2 seconds ago. Like, motherfucker,
right.
I got issues, motherfucker. I just asked some goddamn, look, Ronnie said, damn, she's a screamer. See, now I'm upset, okay? Now I'm upset. No, let me put this on record, man. That motherfucker, first and foremost, okay? I mean, I'm pissed now, because goddamn it, Ramesses, you done did it now. Listen, them fucking life straws, man, I'm really concerned about helping everybody. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I was blessed with the power to fucking help, whether it's the power of money, whether it's the power of certain people to go help and all this type of shit. I was blessed with that. So when I hear, you know, something like, you know, I mean, it was really my first time actually tuning in to that shit. So it really fucking hurts my heart. And they put up, one of them niggas put something in the chat room, a little YouTube link, and I go on, click on it and shit. You know, I'm always clicking on shit in the chat room just to find out what I'm missing and what can I do to help. And that what that shit was, man. They had a goddamn dollar poster boy, had African Fat Bambaataa sitting there and shit, and had goddamn Abundance and all the rest of them motherfuckers out there on some courthouse step. I don't fucking know where they were. Talking about life straws, donate, 1-800-LifeStrawHated.com or some shit, right? And I was like, what the fuck is life? I come back in the chat room and I'm like, okay, so what the fuck is life straws? You feel me? And then a little nigga was like, the little nigga said, so nigga said, he put in another link, said, look out, check this out. So I checked it out. And I noticed that these life straws, these motherfuckers was drinking dirty water out these motherfucking life straws and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck does that shit? Right? So I got a little bit more concerned. I had questions. I just had motherfucking questions, man. And then the motherfucker, so I started asking more questions in the chat room. So one of them little thing one and thing two little motherfuckers say, thing one and thing two, one of them motherfuckers, I don't know who the fuck did it, but you know me, I blame the whole motherfucking show for this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, goddamn, like I blame Jewel Pookin for letting that faggot kick me the fuck out her shit. Bitch, you did that shit, nigga, not the faggot, okay? I blame you. So at the end of the goddamn day, you know, I'm just asking questions, so the nigga was like, listen, you don't fucking have to ask us shit. Go to Abundance. Abundance know everything. I said, Abundance don't even... I said, is Abundance the CEO of the fucking lifestyle company, motherfucker? Of lifestyle. Of life straw company? And that nigga was like, no. Then I said, then that bitch can't answer my goddamn question either, motherfucker. Like, shit, what the fuck I'm going to ask that bitch? You feel me? So then right out of that shit, you know, the motherfucker said, listen, he in the chat room, though, right? The nigga said, listen, well, I don't have time to entertain this. You need to be listening to the show. You need to be listening to what the brother's talking about. So this other nigga on the goddamn show, I don't know the fuck this nigga name is. But whoever the fuck this old ignorant-ass fuck boy was, this motherfucker. So I said, okay, fine, I'll listen. I'll fucking listen. So as soon as I started listening, I hear the nigga on the show, the nigga talking, say, man, there's nothing that we could do to survive. Our life is in danger, or, you know what I'm saying, even the truth won't help us. So I type in the chat room. I said, well, if nothing going to save us, then what the fuck, what's the point? And that shit said, you've been kicked the fuck out. I'm like, God damn. That nigga said, nigga, I'm like, you know what nigga told me? Listen to that motherfucker. I did. Shit. I got kicked out for listening to that nigga. Listening to the guest on the motherfucker. Like, are you fucking serious? So that's my shit with thing one and thing two, red pill and blue pill motherfuckers who really believe that they is Morpheus and shit. Nigga, wake the fuck up. Nigga, you is not Lawrence Fishburne. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Stop living a fairy tale life, nigga. Talking about red pill and blue pill, thing one and thing two. The fuck. Okay, my bad. So, but yes, they are doing a wonderful job. Big ups to Thing One and Thing Red Pill and Blue Pill. I big ups to them. I will not break the bond that we made today. Y'all are doing a hell of a good job. I'm so proud of you guys and all that good stuff. Okay, that's you know, that's my shit. All right, big ups to KnowTheLedgeRadio.com. Yes, big ups to you. Have fun. Them niggas. A lot of the chat room said red pill and blue pill looking for Zion. Okay, that's enough. This is not working. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. Oh, Gus T, man. Big ups to Gus T now. Gus T is doing magnificent things. Yeah, big ups to Gus T. He have all of COINTELPRO as his guest on his show. And fucking incredible. I love it. Big ups to him. He have all the agents, all the kill white cracker ass to rile y'all up and get y'all to motherfucking kill the cracker and shit. Big ups to that shit. I tuned in on his shit one time, man. I was listening in on his shit one time, okay, off the rail. I listened in on it, and I like him. The guy's cool, but he's smart. If y'all notice how smart the nigga is, and I'm going to tell you how smart this nigga is. Smart motherfuckers do shit like this. The title of the show is like, Kill White Supremacists. Mm-hmm. And then put all women on the panel or all niggas on it, right? Mm-hmm. But the Gus don't say shit the whole goddamn time. He just let y'all motherfuckers talk on his shit. It's like, that nigga smart. And that nigga don't have a chat room, so you know that nigga is super fucking smart. That nigga is like, no chat room, but I'm going to motherfucking do a show where we can kill all white supremacists. And I ain't going to say shit, but I'm going to get a whole bunch of bitches to talk and say their name, their email address, and their Facebook. And where they all can be contacted. But I ain't going to say shit other than 708, come on in, you on the air. That motherfucker smart. So big ups to Gus, goddamn. That nigga smart, then he gonna do a show called about the irritated genie and shit, right? All of a sudden, he pissed off at the irritated genie because the irritated genie works for the government. But the irritated genie is the one that be saying, kill cracker, white man motherfucker needs to die. Kill cracker, cracker, kill cracker. So, I mean, I'm just like, wow, this is incredible. So you really don't, you know, I'm telling y'all, man, look, fuck it. Big ups to the Black movement where the government is involved. Big ups to Gus T. I'm just saying, nigga, I peeped all that shit. So I tuned in on one of them motherfucking shows, right? And he had a panel of women on that bitch, right? I think it was after Nikki Love's show one day, right? So I tuned in on that shit, and that shit said, all women go in on Cracker, Mr. Cracker Man, right? So I said, oh, shit, this could be my shot. Could be my turn to take, you know what I'm saying, get my shit on in. So I fucking tuning in and shit, man. I hear all these women, man. I ain't never heard women talk so motherfucking black supremacist like. I've never been amongst black supremacist women. That shit ain't no fucking joke, right? So I'm trying to be political and shit because I'm smart too, my goddamn self. Let me put that on record. I'm smart my motherfucking self. So you got these black women, so it was one chick was like, it was a question, I can't remember because it was so long ago. So this one chick was like, well, I believe if we get rid of all the white people, that us blacks will certainly be able to get things done. I'm like, whoa. Whoa, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit was like, I mean, we kill them all, you know? I was like, whoa. And then they was like, well, Don, what you got to say? I said, for the record, I love everybody, and I just want to say that I'm enjoying the show. Like, fuck that shit, motherfucker. You ain't gonna have me talk about that shit, motherfucker. I ain't that fucking stupid, my nigga. Shit. I cannot, you are not gonna be able to pick up an AK-47. Because the white man will make you eat it, okay? So I ain't that fucking stupid. I ain't that fucking stupid. I don't know what the fuck it was. I mean, and that, it was kind of like peer pressure too. You feel me? It feels like it was peer pressure only because, you know, because you got all these hard women amongst you. Same way how people be saying that the youth be peer pressure because they got to act hard in front of the niggas that act hard and shit. So it was kind of hard for me. You feel me? Because I'm trying to, you know, not be all peer pressured and shit. You feel me? But you got these bitches like, I'm just saying, we just get an AK and we just kill them all. Kill them all, motherfuckers. Don, what do you think? I like rap music. I'm like, nigga, this shit hard as fuck. Like, damn, nigga, I don't even know you like that, son. You ain't even got a chat room, so you know I don't trust you, like, for real. Like, fuck, nigga, the fuck is that shit? Shit, I'm smart than a motherfucker. Oh, big up to the J Real show. I was on his show and shit. J Real goddamn kicked me off his show. Fuck you, J Real. J Real kicked me out. J Real kicked me out of his motherfucking show. J Real, I want in on your group, man. Let me be one of your motherfuckers. Let me come in too. J Real, I love you. You are a shady ass black motherfucker. And because I say you shady as fuck, because you are one of the smartest motherfuckers on Blog Talk, but you are a shady ass motherfucker on Blog Talk. And that's only because, nigga, you got your own fucking network, which means, my nigga, you are independent of Blog Talk, you motherfucker. I peep that shit, nigga. You got your own network, nigga. You can go 24 hours a day on motherfucking Blog Talk and shit. Meanwhile, you got all us niggas out here floating out here in the motherfucking wind, striving to pay a $34.99 bill every motherfucking day, every month, and your bitch ass done paid up for the whole motherfucking year on your own network, motherfucker. That's my issue. That's my fucking issue. You ain't even reached out and come save your people, nigga. You ain't even thought about us, motherfucker. Shit, that's my issue. Thought about us and shit. Every time I see J Real on like 8 times throughout the day and shit, I'm like, oh shit, J Real got another show and some other motherfuckers on. I'm like, well damn, nigga, you got money. I don't like you. I'm one of them conscious motherfuckers that don't like motherfuckers who doing shit properly. Like, fuck you. This motherfucker doing shit right and shit. Like, nigga, we don't like you because you doing shit right, motherfucker. Come stop your network. Come get back with us so we can all say, how we gonna come together? That's what the fuck you need to motherfucking do, okay? Because that shit's some bullshit, nigga. You got your shit together and we don't like it, okay? That's my issue, motherfucker. This nigga got a 24-hour Blog Talk show and shit. It'd be like 50, you go on his page, it's like 50 fucking radio hosts on his page that host the J Real Network show. Like, they all got their own time and shit, and the shit is some real fucking bullshit because, nigga, you ain't even reach out to me. You see what I'm saying? Each one help one, motherfucker. I'm for real. Like, this nigga got that shit, man. I came on this show one goddamn time. It was a fucking fake left, go right. I'm like, oh, shit, I get to catch J Real's show. The only thing about it, man, when I tuned in on his show, it was like three or four bitches talking and shit. And then I realized, oh, and then I went to another show. I said, man, this fucking J Real show boring as fuck, right? Because it was a bunch of bitches talking about nothing, right? So I go on another show, and I see J Real in the chat room. I said, man, how the fuck you goddamn, how the fuck you gonna do, nigga, your show is on, how the fuck you in another nigga chat room? That nigga said, that's somebody else doing their show. I said, well, that's what's up, nigga, that's what's up. So, nah, big ups to that, because I think it is important, for real, that everybody who is actually paying Blog Talk that is black, I've said this before, that we do need to get together and get our own network. Okay, it is cheaper. I just want to put that on record. And that means you can go overtime if you like, if you need to, and that type of thing. So that's that. So, but big ups to J Real. I love his show. And he has the radio personality voice. So, I mean, his show, the J Real, now listen, don't get it twisted. When you see J Real on Blog Talk, that don't mean that's his show. That means it could be somebody else's, but click on it. If you hear some bitches talking all that stupid shit or some black holes talking about hair weaves or whatever, that ain't his show. That's another radio personality on the network. I don't know what time J Real actually come on, him, his whole panel and shit, but I like his show better. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I like it. But I love it the way that, you know, they're set up in their own network, all right? Somebody says, Scotty Reed working on making that happen and bringing others along with him, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. What the fuck ever. Who the fuck is Scotty Reed? Y'all be knowing every mother. I mean, first and foremost, here's how it works, you know, because, I mean, I started to do it. I ain't going to say I wanted to. I started to do it, and then I changed my mind.
Why?
I started to do it, and then I changed my mind. Would you say why?
Yeah.
Because, for one, I don't have niggas that want to do it. I proposed it to Nikki Love. Of course, me and this bitch called the truth, but I don't fuck with you once you ban me, so I don't fuck with you. You feel me?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So now that Nikki, you know, when she banned me out that fucking chat room because that bitch-ass polite nigga was, oh, man, I'm sorry, because the
right,
one and
right,
only
right.
Infamous, beautiful, black, big-lip, nappy-headed polite was on
right.
Sexual.
Clean it up.
You know, because of him, you know what I'm saying, the bitch banned me and shit. So I don't fuck with you. So she's out the motherfucking thing. And, but I haven't, you know, got amongst, you know, motherfuckers who really want to do it. Like, I want to do it with Jolly, for real, and Queen of Finding, and, you know, a few other motherfuckers that's really consistent with their shit. Not niggas that do it every time they feel like it, but we need to get together and do it because it's cheaper, and we own it. You see what I'm saying? We're on our own radio network. So that's what I wanted to say, that we are on it.
Okay.
You know. So other than that, you know, like I always said, if I can't come together with people who's doing the same shit I'm doing and spending the same amount of money that I'm spending on, then fuck it. Every man for themselves again. So thus, I left it alone. I couldn't care two shits. You know what I'm saying? But we'll have sole control over our shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but other than that, like, you know, fuck it. I'll be solo. Everybody solo. You know, everybody goddamn pay their little monthly fucking bill like they pay their goddamn water bill. Fuck it.
Right.
You know? But, you know, that's, you know, I mean, at least we can start it up. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. And big ups to Beautiful Butterfly, too. Oh, shit, Jolly, guess who Beautiful Butterfly had on her show? Goddamn, yeah. I can't believe it. Girl, I was trying to, Jolly, I was trying to send you a telepathic message, goddammit. Your bitch ass was probably high and drinking out that motherfucking goddamn liquor bottle. But goddamn, girl, fucking Beautiful Butterfly had that motherfucker, angry black man, the diary of the angry black man or some old shit on her goddamn show. That I mean, it was just, it felt like it was just goddamn yesterday. You see what I'm saying? Had that motherfucker. I said, where the fuck is Jolie? Where is Jolie when you fucking need her? Where the fuck is she at? And, man, Tim Alexander had that motherfucker on the show. Right? And I had to represent for all the angry black women, but I didn't represent that good because I was scared to call in on that motherfucker. I was scared to call in like a motherfucker on Beautify Show that day, boy. Like, goddamn, man. What the fuck? I can't do this shit today. This is not a good day. Come on in, Jolie Ali, Left Blank. What's good?
Great afternoon, everyone.
Great afternoon, Jolie Ali. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm mad as hell. When was this show?
I can't remember. Beautiful Butterfly. Put it in. I think it was like 2 days ago, 3 days.
Oh,
you know, I don't know
man.
My days anymore. All my hours are one, so I wouldn't know. I think it was this week, though. Yeah, she had Tim Alexander on that motherfucker, and that nigga just talking and shit. But I want that nigga on my show.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
but I was saying to myself, like, what the fuck is Jolie, man? This is all Jolie talk about is that motherfucker right there. And then, you know what was interesting? I think it was the next day or the later on that night. Yeah, it was the same night. It was Wednesday when you had your show about the angry black woman with your baby daddy. And so, but, you know, but that motherfucker, that Tim Alexander motherfucker, I don't like him, okay?
Is he still bitter?
Well, he done came out with, he's coming out with another shit called Mama Dearest or some shit. I don't fucking know. Like,
well,
he got another shit called Mother Dearest or Mother Hubbard lived in a cupboard. It's some old mother shit. Mother Mayor. I don't fucking know.
Is he talking about men's problems with their mamas now?
Say what?
He
talking about all that shit, you know what I'm saying, on Beautiful Butterfly. But see, I respect Beautiful Butterfly, so I had to be real careful with Beautiful Butterfly, too. You feel me? I had to, you know, you don't want to be kicked out of Beautiful Butterfly shit. Because, she, you know, it's like, man, if you get Beautiful Butterfly pissed off, nigga, you going to hell. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain motherfuckers like, man, how the fuck you get kicked out of Beautiful Butterfly shit? Like, this bitch is, you know, you can't even piss the bitch off. Like, the fuck? So I knew to be cool in that motherfucker and just be, like, okay, just be humble. You feel me? Like, certain people you just got to be real humble with. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to motherfucking cuss that motherfucker out, boy. I ain't even use no cuss words in a chat room. That's how goddamn, you know, you just got to be right and exact on Beautiful Butterfly Show. But the funny thing about Beautiful Butterfly Show is that she don't fucking be listening to your ass any fucking way. Did y'all notice that shit? She don't fucking listen any fucking way. You be like, you know what I'm saying, you know, Butterfly, I like apples and fucking oranges. And she be like, okay, well, that's, we'd like to thank you for coming on. And, you know, I'm going to play a song. And, you know, and again, you can find them on Facebook. She don't even fucking listen to you and shit. She don't give a fuck what you be talking about and shit. She just don't pay attention to that shit. She wasn't even listening to Tim Alexander. He was like, and women ain't shit, goddammit. All women ain't shit. And bitches that ain't got no kids ain't shit. And this, that, and the third ain't shit. And then Beautiful Butterfly was like, well, yeah, because it is hard for, you know, women, you know, not to have anything, you know, and, you know, it's just, yeah. So, listen, tell us about the time when you had on those dirty socks that day. You know, like, what the fuck? Big up the Beautiful Butterfly and shit. Big up to her ass and shit. So I was calmed over. Beautiful Butterfly, man, I want you to invite or introduce us, Jolie and myself, to Tim Alexander. I want you to co-sign for him and say, listen, all I'm asking you to do, Beautiful Butterfly, is say, listen, it's a great show. We will, you know, a few of my constituents would love to have you. They're great hosts. They're conservative. They're, you know, calm women, beautiful women that basically agrees with you. And I would ask if you could come on their show. 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You pick the day, Monday through Friday. I just need for you to do that for us because I can't reach out to the niggas because then I got to treat them right. I don't like to do that shit. So if you vouch for me and Jali, I got your back, man. I swear I got your back, beautiful butterfly. If you just vouch, just send them, say, listen, you know, some friends of mine would love to have you on their show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've already discussed how eloquently you put up the documentary of Angry Black Men, and they just and they heard you on mine and was like, girl, what you know Tim? Girl, we talk about Tim every day. So I need you to do that for us, beautiful butterfly, for real,
mm-hmm.
man. Please, I'm serious. Can we get a yes in the chat room from you, please? Can we get a yes right now? Can we get a yes? Please. No, not no laughing. We need a
right.
yes. We'll need you rolling on the floor and shit. We serious about that shit. Let's get that bitch nigga on. Oops. Let's get that beautiful black man on the show. Let's get that motherfucker. That nigga said some foul shit, though. Let me tell you what that nigga said. That nigga was like, you know what that nigga said? You know, niggas like, even in the songs and shit, even the songs done change. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where all the songs was talking about daddies and shit. And he just said in the third, and I was like, what, nigga? Nah, nigga, what? You know, like, daddy always gave advice and, there was songs talking about daddies, and now we don't got that now. And I was like, wait a minute, nigga, what about? And mama used to say, take your time, young man. And mama used to say, live your life. He was saying that back then they was all praising the father back in your ancient days, Doc. Yeah. You know, but then I'm like, this nigga said that all the songs was all about niggas and shit. Like, I'm trying to figure out, nigga, no, it was a whole bunch of songs about goddamn mamas, motherfucker. She's a bad mama jama, nigga. Like, are you fucking serious? What about Sadie? You know, I'll always love my mama. Yes, exactly. I wanted to call in so fucking bad and say, bitch, nigga, stop fucking lying, nigga. We've always praised the woman, bitch, motherfucker. The fuck is your issue, you motherfucker? Fuck your issue. Just because you hate your mama, bitch, nigga, don't get mad because we love
right,
our motherfucker.
Right.
It's like, the fuck is your issue? Now a nigga want to say there was all the songs was made for the father. Nigga, the only song talking about they goddamn daddy was Papa was a Rolling Stone.
And it wasn't even talking about his favorite.
And okay, whatever, Doc. I'm just saying, like, this nigga wanted to say that, you know what I'm saying, the father was glorified back in those days. Because, you know, goddamn Tim Alexander about your age, Doc. He about 80.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
With damn three-year-old.
Yeah, with a damn three-year-old and shit. And man, you know what I'm saying? He's talking about how the woman is mistreating the children now, the black babies and shit, without the fathers. I go on that bitch nigga Facebook page on his goddamn picture. He got his little boy with his drawers down, Doc, and his pants down, and a comment saying, oh, I didn't know my son be sagging. Got his pants all the way down, little three-year-old with some goddamn Spider-Man draws on and shit, and you can tell that the draws is past his ass a little bit because the shirt is hanging over his butt cheeks and his back is turned to the fucking camera and shit, and you can tell the little boy dick was showing, the little three-year-old little boy and shit, but you fucking tell me that, nigga, you are the way, the truth and the fucking light, motherfucker, and we don't know what the fuck we doing. We let our son come with your ass for one day. You got his picture on Facebook, motherfucker, looking like you and everybody looking at him and they pedophiles. The fuck is that shit? And your joke is that my son be sagging, you motherfucker. That's what the fuck, this is the shit, this your doctrine, bitch, nigga. I'm sorry, beautiful butterfly. Please ask him to come on my show.
You know,
go on that bitch nigga Facebook page and shit. I'm not telling you, nigga.
You know what God needs
damn, stop trying to take shit so personal. Everybody talking about bitch talking about them and shit.
He needs to come on your show for your 3 hours. And then we need to follow up with my show right after for 3 more hours.
I'm just saying, like, I just can't believe that shit. Like, you know, because, I mean, y'all better watch for the fucking hook. I'm putting that shit on record. Watch for the motherfucking hook. This bitch nigga done talk so down on how black women getting these wrong type ass niggas and having babies with them. Ain't no way in fucking hell you my baby daddy, and you got my motherfucking son with his pants down on Facebook and his fucking Spider-Man or Iron Man draw showing, and you motherfucking say my son be sagging, but your ass wants to goddamn bring consciousness and awareness to black men around the fucking world.
No,
fuck
what he
you,
said was
you
he didn't know.
Fuck. You 58 years old, goddammit, and nah, nigga, you sick. You gay. Nigga, you gay.
Yeah, wrong.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah,
I'm putting that shit on record. I saw that shit, goddammit. You know me. I'm going to go through your goddamn profile, my nigga.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He better take that shit down for y'all motherfuckers go see that shit.
Yeah.
Because y'all might think I'm bullshitting, goddamn.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit up there. You know, like, nah, nigga, we know what your agenda is. You part of the motherfucking boule, nigga. See? You see? Quincy Jones wants you to fuck him.
Fuck you.
I know that shit. Anytime you are, anytime a black man is dedicated to another black man, something ain't right with you, my nigga. I'm sorry. As much as I know that you niggas need attention like we do, and which I really don't know. I hope y'all fuckers really don't need attention where other men make videos for you niggas and shit. Like, something ain't right with that shit. Something ain't right when niggas are focusing their attention on other niggas. You need to focus your attention on us, boo-boo.
That's what I said when Elohim was coming on talking about niggas need to come together. No, niggas need to get with their wives and their daughters and their mamas and talk this shit out. They don't need to congregate amongst each other. That
put it up, beautiful butterfly. Look, beautiful butterfly don't even want to put the Facebook thing up. Come on, beautiful butterfly. Do it for us real quick. Tim Alexander, man, it's the one he's holding. He got the babies on his picture, black man with his two little babies, two little boys. Two little boys.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I ain't fucking stupid. I know what the fuck I'm looking at. 281-808, come on in, sweetheart. You on the air.
You
know, what the hell is wrong with you? Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Oh, my God, it's the one and only. What's good with you, Steve Harvey impersonator?
Beautiful butterfly on the line, too. We
got
you talking about our ass.
Hey, John. Oh, my God. Beautiful
butterfly.
Like that. Damn, y'all some real niggas then. Y'all come goddamn. Y'all got there. Y'all ain't bullshit then, is it? Like, we going to call in. Fuck
her.
We going to take this
shit.
Who's
the man? Who's the dude?
That's Jay Real.
Oh, okay.
Who the hell is this? Who the dude is?
What you got? What y'all got? Y'all come to cuss her out? Beautiful butterfly. No, we telling the truth on that Tim Alexander.
She's on the line. Tell her right now in front of everybody so she can say yay or nay whether you're going to let the brother come on Don Show. BB, you
J-Rile, you are twisted. Oh, my gosh. But I will. I mean, I will tell him. He's pretty open to coming on people's shows. So I will.
Yeah,
whatever
you do, don't let him listen to if he say, I hope he don't want to investigate. If he want to investigate, the first thing about it is, if he going to investigate the Don and Cole, just tell him it's YouTube Don and Cole on, because that's a little bit more better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because he fuck around. If you call that nigga today, that nigga going to listen to my show, this show today. And that shit ain't going to work. Nah. You know what, though? Let's have him on Jay Real show. Jay, let me be your co-host.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You already got to get people missing me because of that crap you said the other day. Oh, man. I'm reading emails today about you talking about handicapped people. That they retarded, that they beat up people with little arms. Oh, girl, you know what? Lord have mercy, Jesus. Stop
hey, nigga, I increase your show, Sheldon. That's what I do. I increase your show. You ain't had but two people in your chat room till I showed up. That was you and your co-host.
Oh, but you know that, Mo girl. You go on do your show. I'm going to go back in here and have a heart attack.
Real quick, though, when does your show come on? Not those little bras that be on there. They boring as fuck. Like, seriously. Like, I ain't bullshit, man. I hate that shit when I think you on and it ain't you and it's some bitches just talking about bullshit.
We are on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay. Gotcha.
So we
okay.
Come on, check it out there with some crazy ass.
Yeah, because I missed the topic, that other part when you talked about does light-skinned people get more preference over dark-skinned people or some old shit. I missed that part.
I thought you were going to say something since you were red bone. Hell.
Nah, man, y'all, nigga, your commercials is lame as fuck, so I didn't want to goddamn sit past the commercials to wait on the topic.
I mean, y'all
be talking about some stupid shit till the time for the topic to start. I'm like, man, how long this shit going to take, man? God damn.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say that you talk about me like this. I am leaving. Damn you, Negro.
You talking about me, man. Jay Real kicked me off his airline, his call line, like, and then got
uh-oh.
This dial tone and shit that it shows where your ass been kicked out and shit. Like, you hear, he was like, get the fuck out of here, Don. Then you hear, doo. Then you hear a loud voice says, you just been kicked the fuck out. I'm like, man, what the fuck this nigga going to put that shit on my ass like that?
Hey, look at me. You over here talking about you calling people retarded. You talking about handicapped people, baby. Oh no, girl.
Wait. See how they make me look like the bad guy? You see how they make me look like the bad guy? The topic of his show is: would you be in a relationship with a retarded motherfucker? That was the topic of his goddamn show. How the fuck I'm looking bad when I called in to talk about it?
That's not what it said. Do it, girl. Let me tell you something. All you have to do is go back and listen to her ass. Let me save you some time. Just go to the end. That's when she called up at the end, like Negro, show up CP time. And she want to talk about, she talked about retarded people for 15 minutes.
That's
like
a damn
minutes.
Lie. The devil is a liar.
And she comes to us, first of all, giving out to God, like she in church. I'm like, I'm here. I'm like, come on, where you're going. She was on the guy. I'm so happy to be out there. Yeah, go ahead and show your
get show my true colors, right? Well, no, let me put on the record, though. The show is about retarded people. See, I just want to put it in. How sick is that? Who the fuck thought of that topic? And then get pissed off because I called in about it. Talking about, would you fuck
what?
A retarded person? I ain't bullshit. This was the topic of the nigga show. Would you fuck a handicapped person?
She lied and the truth ain't in her. I'm back with you. I am gone. Damn you, girl. I'm gone. Bye.
All right. Love you, man. Love you, Jay, man. Love you, Butterfly. Love both of y'all, man. Good God almighty.
Hey, man.
Anyway, back to the real reality right now. So, Jolie, beautiful Butterfly, we really want you to do this thing for us, okay? Because I think that needs to be stressed, you know, I don't know, but I'm tired of the male bashing and the female bashing amongst our people. I'm really so tired of it. Y'all not? I mean, I'm really tired of, you know, black people beating up on black people. I am. I'm tired of it. Aren't you? Are you tired of
absolutely.
Black people beating up on black people? I'm tired of black
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. I'm part of the kiss and make up movement.
The kiss and make up movement. What's that about?
Yeah. Between black men and black women. You know, just kiss and make up.
What that mean?
I know for me, it means implementing my understanding on my way to forgiveness with the black men in my specific life, but it also means not believing the stereotypes and the negative propaganda the media puts out about black men I don't necessarily know. That's what it means for me.
What? Oh, he's getting a delay and I missed it. What'd you say?
I said... for me, the Get to Make Up movement means for the black men in my life to implement understanding and on my way to forgiveness for the, you know, situations between us, but also for the black men that I don't know to stop believing the stereotypes and the myths and the propaganda and negative that they put out about
right.
them, you know, just off the strip, you know, that, you know, niggas ain't shit. So I love it.
You love the kiss. You love that part, but not the kiss and make up movement.
Yeah, I love the kiss and make up movement.
Oh, Elohim, you just missed that. Jali was just talking about you.
Oh, hell.
Oh, my God. Elohim is back, man. You just missed it. Jali just got there and talked about your ass, shot it. God damn, that shit was good.
The Elohim is a prime candidate for joining the Kiss and Make Up movement. That nigga need a hug.
Elohim, you need a hug. Elohim is actually, he had on his show the youth, and I thought that was so great. He had nothing but teenagers on his show, and the topic was basically, or the instructions was adults, you can't say shit. It's the day that we let the teens talk or the youth talk. And so at the end of the day, of course, Elohim talked the whole goddamn time and we didn't hear none of the goddamn cheering talk. <talking. laughs> You know what I'm saying? We just got down. We listened to everybody introduce themselves. He was like, all right, come on in. My name is such and such, and I'm 14. My name is such and such, and I'm 18. My name is such and such, and I'm 16. From that point on, it's just goddamn Elohim talking. Well, thank y'all for coming on to the show. All ones, come on in. You on the air.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. Hey, how are you? Watch this, y'all. B.A., what's up, babe? What you got on your mind? Yes, I'm just listening.
I'm just listening to see how the topic goes.
You say what?
So I'm just listening to see how the topic goes.
Oh, well, you know, this is Friday, man, so we got to just release all the whatever the fuck is going on, man. Just have a good time, baby, you know. And I'm glad that you laugh because I think I've never heard you laugh, and I've known you for a long time. So I just realized that you laugh. That's great. Do it again.
Well, you always make me laugh.
Oh, B.A. can laugh, y'all. He's really black. Give it up for him.
I love you,
B.A. You know, I listened to the show yesterday, right? I listened to yesterday's show, and I wanted to tell you that I didn't know that you had a question to ask. I saw it in the private chat, in my private message thing, and then when I was listening to the show, I heard you say, can I ask a question? Can I ask you a question? And I didn't hear that.
Oh, no problem. Well, that question is irrelevant. Today's a new day, so.
Well, that's true, but we can. Today is all. Yesterday is the same day as today, so let's run it. What you got? Because I really want to help answer your question if I could. I don't care what it is. It could appear to be negative or positive.
Oh my God. The question was. Can we? I did somewhat forget, to be honest with you.
Okay. That's okay.
That's all right.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You know, I know you're using discernment right now.
Yeah, I just forget. But let me ask you a question.
What?
What is your take on what's going on in Libya right now?
I don't know. I don't live there. I don't know. You talking about with Gaddafi and all them cats?
Oh, okay.
You talking about with Gaddafi?
Yeah, with Colonel Gaddafi.
I stay out of that. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to get me focused on that. I'm focused on, like, Love and Hip Hop, that new reality show with Jim Jones' wife. And, I mean, for real, like, that's my shit. You know, so, I mean, they ain't finna get my attention on that shit. Like, I don't even know Gaddafi like that. Never met him. I like to watch people I met, you know, reality shows. I'm not gonna watch that one.
I actually met one of the girls this day from Basketball Wives, Royce, in Miami.
Oh, you met Royce? God.
Yeah.
What do you mean her?
She was actually, she was nice.
I know, Royce is cool. Where you mean her?
She was actually nice. It was going down South Beach. I was driving down there. And then,
oh, that's when you
we
went to Miami, when we came to Savannah?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm in Miami now. I'm
oh,
still
okay.
There.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, no,
what are you doing
there
in Miami?
Oh, I'm at a funeral.
Oh, wow. That must be one of the most best funerals to go to in Miami. Goddamn, you got the beaches. You got South Beach, man. The shit is off the fucking chain down there. Mm-hmm. Down with somebody dying, my family in Miami.
Little do you know, man, that shit'd be fucking, we'd be balling, like, nigga, get your bathing suit, motherfucker, lead a dress, lead it.
We ain't going to no fucking funeral, nigga. We just going
to
show our
respect.
Miami is a very dangerous place.
Miami is very, very dangerous.
Oh, it is, especially if you don't know where you're going, and that motherfucker, you fuck around there and fuck up and go to Little Haiti, nigga, you're fucked. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I am now, Little Haiti.
Yeah. Now you said the whole planet is dangerous. No, but that's okay. So you had a funeral. Okay, cool. Did you hit the beach though? Did you hit up?
Oh, of course. It's not hot, but it's a little bit windy down here.
Okay.
So I was at the beach for a little while.
Hold up, I'm sorry. Wait, we're trying to conduct something. God damn it. We're trying to conduct something. And Jolene conducting something behind the scenes, boy. Let's get it. Let's get it for the leadership takeout, boy. We want that motherfucker on the leadership. Call that motherfucker now. Ask him if we can call him live on the show right the fuck now, Jolene.
Okay.
Do it now. We got 20 minutes remaining before the lynching ship take off. And B.A. gonna be chiming in, talking about, I don't think it's fucking right to be talking about him like that. I mean, he's just trying to help black men wake up. Where your sidekick at, B.A.? Where 220 at?
That's not my sidekick. She just happened to it.
You are a receipt again. B.A. shows his blackness. You see that?
Yep.
Y'all think B.A. ain't black. Only a black man would say that shit. That ain't my sidekick, shot. I don't know that bitch like that.
Say that.
I keep telling y'all, man, B.A. is black, goddammit. B.A. is black like a motherfucker. Y'all got to watch when that nigga come out of him. B.A. is black. B.A. A black man would disown the chick he been with for a long time. That ain't my bitch, nigga. I don't even know her like that. The fuck is you talking about? Just because you saw me goddamn 15 million times with the bitch don't mean I'm with her.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, B.A. black, man. Y'all got to realize that nigga black, boy. He gives the right answer.
Tony is a very, very intelligent woman, and she just happens, I'm not saying she's intelligent because she agreed with me, but we just happen to agree in a lot of viewpoints, that's all.
Yeah, that's a blessing. I know. That's my girl. 220, my girl. That's what's up. Moving right along. Moving right along, shot. Hey, but you know what? Death is goddamn around me, too. Is death around a whole bunch of y'all motherfuckers? Is it, you know, because now, you know, since you bought about your dad a funeral, I mean, I get a call once a goddamn week that somebody died.
Oh, wow.
Every week now, it's been like that back to back, man. And, I mean, I'm really enjoying it, though. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I ain't bullshitting. I get a call every fucking week that somebody died. I swear to God. And so yesterday I got a call that somebody died. So, you know, death is all around a motherfucker like my. I love it. I love it. All I said when they called, and it's kind of fucked up because I talk so fast and shit. So when they was like, man, such and such died today, I said, God damn, the angel of death is busy. And I forgot that the motherfucker that called me was still on the phone when I said that shit. Like, ooh, shit, did I say that? I had to get back into human personality and say, damn, that's fucked up, man. Oh, wow. Well, God bless him. Heaven shine upon him. But yeah, I mean, I like to hear that motherfuckers is dead. It, you know, now I don't like to hear when people are dying, like such, you know, such and such dying. I'm like, shit, they ain't dead yet. Don't call me. Call me when they die. Don't call me telling me they dying and shit. But it's just something about it. Cosmophysics Radio says it's coming at you like that because Pluto transit your descendant right now, Don. Boy, cosmic, cosmophysics, you know, Don, listen, I'm just a Jew living on a pension. I don't understand that shit you saying. Pluto transit year descendant right now, Don. Pluto equals death. Oh, got it. What else? What's up? Then pick up the Pluto. Goddamn shit. I got it. Goddamn it. I hope Pluto got my name on that motherfucker because I'm one of the ones that can't wait to die. Y'all niggas can't. Y'all trying to get rich. Going, what did it say? Get rich and die trying. I'm one of the motherfuckers that's trying to die. I'm already rich, so it's like, now it's time to die. What's next? Death, motherfucker, death. So I'm just happy about that shit. Oh, shit. Lord Jesus, he just saw my card. Cosmophysics says, not yet, mama. You going to be here for a while. No! What's this, pretty? Who number is this? Oh, shit. He said yes. Did Tim Alexander say yes? Somebody tell me, did he say yes? We can call him right now live on the air. Somebody say yes or goddamn no. Let me the fucking know.
No.
Not yet. Hold on.
I told you to call him and tell him we're live now. We just want him on for like 10, 15 minutes. Just tell everybody, hey, how you doing? Talk about his moving mother's tears or some old shit.
A mother's love.
Yeah, just say that shit. Be political now, y'all niggas. And I want everybody on their best behavior now. This is gonna be, you know, we got to do this shit right and not do it at all. I need everybody on their best behavior. Damn, I'm ready to go though, Cosmo. I ain't bullshit. I'm ready to check the fuck out this bitch. I already told my children, man. You know when your mama is ready to fucking go. I don't know if y'all had a mama like how I am a mama. But when my children get on my nerves and shit, I go straight to death on their ass now. You gonna miss me when I'm gone, motherfucker. You gonna really wish that you had a mama to go tell your ass to go take the trash out, motherfucker. I can't wait to fucking leave you, motherfucker. That's my speech now. That's what the fuck I say now to my children. Like, you gonna motherfucking miss that shit. And I pray right the fuck now, God, take me so your ass can wake the fuck up, nigga, that you wish that your mama could stay another day and tell your ass, baby, take the trash out. That's my shit now. That's all I talk about. I preach death in my fucking house. Like, motherfucker, I just wish God take me now so you can suffer. That's my shit. God damn it. I be telling the motherfuckers that shit. Them niggas like, all right, mama, cool. Calm down. Mama, go do the trash. Matter of fact, me, I'm going to cut the grass, too. God damn, mama. Why y'all always talking about death all the fucking time? I don't know if y'all got mamas that say that shit, but I'm one of the mamas that do that all goddamn day long. I mean, it don't matter what the fuck it is. As soon as I see they pouting shit, I go to death on their ass. Yeah, you gonna wish you never pouted when I die, motherfucker. You gonna wish you never sucked your teeth in, motherfucker. I can't wait till God take me, motherfucker. That's what I tell them. I just told my children that shit the other day. They fucking got on my goddamn nerve. I just asked them to do simple shit and shit. You always, why you can't fucking do it? Motherfucker, you ain't gonna say that when I'm dead. No. I'm like, it's motherfuckers right now ain't got they fucking mama, and they wish they fucking was there for the whole goddamn time now. And y'all motherfuckers ungrateful. That's how I discipline my children and shit. I say, nigga, God, take me right the fuck now. Y'all should see my shit. That's why them niggas want a reality show at my house, but it'll fuck up the world. I don't want them. I don't want everybody like me. Mm. It'll fuck everybody's household up. Like, nigga, even the baby dad would be like, you better stop watching Don Nicole on reality show, bitch. You acting just like that crazy-ass bitch. Better stop that shit. But that's my shit, though. That's how I discipline my children now. Boy, don't fucking matter. I done figured out how to goddamn do it and shit. Violiner says you can't wait till you have kids and you're going to have one just like you. You know what I'm saying? That's what Violiner tell her children. Nah, I don't even curse them with children. I hate kids, so that would be a blessing. If they fucking have children, I ain't going to like them, so that would be my curse. I don't like fucking children. Come on now, 10 minutes. Yeah, the leadership is about to take off. We about to get serious. We about to astro travel. We about to astro project. We about to do a lot of powerful, phenomenal things on this planet once the leadership take off. For those that have their VIP galactical travel pass on them, and make sure, look at your galactical travel pass right now and tell me if the numbers are 347-884-9239 on it. If that number is on your galactical travel pass, you are an intergalactical traveler, and you have right to aboard the mothership.
Done.
Yes.
Got a message.
What's the message? Oh. Now why y'all be acting like y'all can't? Oh, shit. He said yes. Y'all ready? We about to call him up, boy. Oh, shit. God damn it. God damn it. Jolene, y'all ready? Okay, we're going to have to mute B.A. We got to mute him because we can't have him fuck shit up.
Right, okay.
Okay, it's just going to be me, you, and Jolly for now, and then we'll get everybody who want to ask him some questions on the chat room. Y'all better hope my switchboard don't shut down.
Y'all better call in.
We about to call Tim Alexander right now,
okay,
the creator of Diary of an Angry Black Man, and also the documentary is coming out called Mother's Love.
How
this is going to be good. All right, I'm about to call him right the fuck now. Dial out. Hurry up. Push the dial out button. Oh, shit. All right, let me grab the number. God damn, what's the number? Oh, shit. What the fuck number? Can't find the number. I see it.
Okay.
I see that shit. Okay, hold up, hold up, hold up. Let me do it. Okay, 818. Oh, shit. I'm nervous. 339. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Man, he got a lot of threes in this number.
Yeah.
Profound.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm calling.
All
right. Can y'all still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, man, big up the blog talk, man. This shit is gangsta as fuck.
Here we go. That's how I called my ex-husband the other night. I dialed it to the switchboard.
All right, here we go. Y'all be quiet. Y'all got 10 minutes. Y'all got 6 minutes to call in. Hello, Tim. Hello?
He might be in a screening room.
Okay. Oh, wait. Damn. I can't find the number. Oh, there it is. Oh, my bad. Hold up. I got him.
Okay.
So it takes a minute. He was in the screening room. Okay, wait. He can't hear. Come on, come on. Tim, are you there? Wait. Fuck. That ain't nothing but his God messing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Let me do it again. Let me do it one more time. Dialing, 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 dialing. Established. All right, real quick. Let me find him. Hey, is this Tim Alexander? Is this Tim Alexander?
Yes, it is. Yes,
hey,
it is.
Welcome, Tim Alexander. This is Don Nicoleone. You're live on the Don Nicoleone Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. First and foremost, I must say that it is certainly an honor and a pleasure. You are the talk of every black woman and black man lips, and you have been that talk for about 2.5 years that I know so far
really?
In my life. I just want to welcome you to the show. This is the creator of the Diary of the Mad Black Man, and
tired,
also so many others,
you,
right?
We're just tired.
Huh?
Tired. We're not mad at you. We're just tired sometimes. Tired.
Did you say you, meaning me?
No, you said mad. Tired, black. I'm tired of y'all.
Oh, you're tired of us. Okay, good. You know what's interesting?
No,
because, you know, we've heard you. Well, I heard you on Beautiful Butterfly Show, who is actually
okay.
My cousin. Me and her got the same. Her aunt is my daddy's sister. And
okay.
But at the end of the day, you know, we've been talking about this a lot on my show, and also I want to introduce you to another host that's on as well, and her name is Jolly Ali. Jolly Ali, one and only, Tim Alexander.
How you doing today, sir?
All right, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I was a participant, you know, I watched The Diary of a Tired Black Man, and I'm not going to lie, it made me, it made my entire soul unsettled. And the reason it made my soul unsettled was because I felt like, it's like, you know, when you do your best with your parents and they come in, you know, after you've done all the work and all the, you know, you've cleaned up your room and you've tidied up and, you know, you may even have washed the walls. You want your room to be wonderful and special and nice, you know. And
right.
After your parents have had a long day of work, okay, and they've been fussing with each other over bills and stuff and that, and they come in the house, and, you know, you're just so excited, you know, to show them your room being clean, and they come in just a bitching, like, oh, my God, we talked to your teacher, and your teacher said you ain't learned that saxophone note yet, and they haven't even noticed that your room was clean, and that's why it hurts. Because it's like you didn't take into account. You didn't give us any credit due. And that's why I hurt so much. I got to be honest.
Okay. Oh, you want my response to that?
If you have one.
You know how often we have to hurt our kids because we love them? You know how important it is to stand in direct opposition to our children's lack of understanding, their foolishness, their selfishness, their strong wills. That's done out of love. You know, and it's not about how it feels. It's about truth is truth. If nobody ever tells you to look at yourself, guess what? You won't look. Nothing in mainstream media ever tells women to look at themselves. It tells them everything that they do is okay and everything that goes wrong is some man's fault. Not true. Women have to be at least 50% of the problem because they're 50% of the relationship. So at some point, to counteract those hundreds of movies you've seen and hundreds of TV shows and hundreds of commercials where men are idiots, and if it wasn't for his woman, how would this idiot make it in the world? We have to stand up and say, you know what? There's some responsibility that you have also for the reason this isn't working. The bad choices that you make in men. Sometimes you can make a good choice in a man, the bad attitude or the bad treatment of the good man because he doesn't excite you enough and some bad boy seems a little sexier for a moment. So we all have responsibility in why this isn't working. And if men can endure all the hours, oh, my God, I saw For Colored Girls. Like, come on. Can't we make one movie that shows, you know, a good man and shows his challenges? Because nobody can say that his challenges
are great. Or just can you make one movie where it shows both of us?
But you know what? If you take a piece of metal that's straight and you bend it all the way to the left, you can't bend it back to straight. You have to bend it way over to the right, and then you let it go. It springs to the middle. Now, if there have been so many hours and hours and hours that you've ingested of men are no good with no counterbalance, then my one film is a counterbalance. I'm not obligated to tell the message women want me to take. I'm trying to tell the message that needs to be given.
Did you see?
And, you know,
did
it
you
has
see,
been one-sided.
Did you see that film? I believe it was titled "What Black Men Think."
Yes, I seen "What Black Men Think." That was
now, what did you think of that?
I think it's a brilliant movie. James Morton is a friend of mine, and my film inspired him to make that film.
Yes.
So that was directly
made because it was so one-sided.
It's not one-sided. He's debunking some truths. Black men have been lied
to. Yeah,
no.
I was saying your film was one-sided, not his. His brought me
my
joy
film,
and happiness
my film,
in my soul.
You know what? Every film is about what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they make a film about no good black men, then that's the subject of the film. How much do you hear black men complaining? Not very much. We just say, it's not me.
What?
If it's not, I said
did you just
most
say how much do black men complain?
They don't complain that much.
Okay.
Not in a big open forum when they see a movie where black men look bad, with the exception of For Colored Girls. That one got their ire because that was really bad. It wasn't a hardly a decent man in that whole thing. Hill Harper was a decent man, but only for the benefit of the woman. The
hey,
whole
we
thing
just
want. Like,
I got a question. When you did the movie, the Angry Black Man, right? Because you're
tired
the one
black
that did
man.
That.
We're not angry, tired.
Well, same thing.
Tired
y'all, yeah,
black
y'all
man.
Are the tired
the
ones,
thing.
And we're the angry black women, right?
We're tired of being unappreciated. We're tired of being overlooked. We're tired of being, you know, treated poorly and then told that we're all no good. Black women can publicly say black men are no good. They're uneducated. They're in jail. They're on
then,
the down low.
You know why? You know why it's said that about all black
no,
men?
Do black women
it's,
say
it's
that?
Only, we're not saying it. The
no,
media did that.
It.
So,
yeah.
Wait, let me finish. The media
women
put that out
time.
About y'all. That means
women
that we need more black
time.
Men to make the media out to be a lie.
You know what? Women say it all the time. That's where the media got it from. Black women have been saying niggas ain't black
what?
For how long?
What?
Ever since I was a kid. They've been saying that ever since I was a kid. Black men are dogs. Black men are dumb.
But you even said, Tam, that black men are dogs, you even said on Butterfly Show that you bark at your son. You used the word bark. Only people that bark are dogs.
I use the word bark. Because when I bellow out a sit down, it hits him about as hard as the bark. In that case, I use that word with positivity. But when a woman says black men are dogs and they're no good, that's a little bit different.
You know, it's not, because we know that dogs bark. And because you even explained that you have to bark at your son.
Okay,
so
you can take
that
out of context.
That already let
us
know.
You have the free will. You can take that out of context. You have the free will to do so, but you know that's not what I'm at. You know,
okay.
And...
Okay.
You know, it's really not fair. It originally got started being said because a lot of black men cheated, but now black women cheat just as much. You know, they're all over the place. We're both
okay.
doing the same thing to each
why
other.
Why do we cheat? Did
and,
you do
well,
a movie on why
yeah,
black
yeah,
women cheat?
Yeah,
why do
yeah,
we cheat?
How
why
come,
do women
how?
Cheat? Well, let me see. Their commonly used excuse is he wasn't paying enough attention to me. And, you know, I needed someone who understood me, so I went and gave up some booty. I mean, come on. You know, he worked too much, and I needed more attention. So while he was out working trying to take care of me, I went and gave up some. I mean, come on. You know, how come a man can't say that? Well, she was too busy cleaning the house. I went and got some booty down the street. What's the difference?
Okay, now, that's what you say they're saying, but why do we do it? Do we do it because
you do it for a myriad of reasons? You
do
it because
first of all, when let's just deal with a scenario. The majority of men that do cheat, they cheat because they're looking at what the woman is wearing and inside of it, right? They look at the ass, they look at all this stuff, and then they pursue the chick. Okay, we ain't looking at the dude's pants bulging and saying, "Wow,
no,
I wonder
looking
what
at
that
his
feels like to just jump his bones." We don't do that. We don't do that.
At his wallet, his status, and his drug appeal in most cases.
Okay, so even
or
if we
social standing.
That's
his
not true. Let me tell you why women cheat. Let me tell you why women cheat. And
tell
it
me
is
why
the
they
truth.
Cheat.
Because we're not getting a communication. We're not being listened to as we was when we first got with the guy. He don't listen to us no more. We just want somebody to listen to us. And because when we finally we meet someone, let's say in the job, happens to be a guy, we go to lunch on our lunch break, he listens.
And
so
then you give him some
booty. Thing is, wait, I'm not finished.
And then
that's
you give
our first
him some
thing is that, wow, this guy listens. So then we go back in and this, that, and the third, and another lunch date on doing break, he listens to me again. Wow, when
I'm
talking,
so good,
he's
I'm
not
horny.
Talking. So at the end of the day, we are missing something that we had in the beginning with the man that we're with, and that is, being, you don't listen to me anymore.
And then that
there
man
was a time when you were listening. When we first got together,
away.
You listened.
But
that man is missing some giving away booty. You know, if that's the case, men don't get listened to, too. You know,
let
that,
me tell you,
anything,
we, no,
any
no,
reason
no.
You
men
cheat,
are just
true.
Looking for the fling. When we're cheating, we're really looking for the yearning to be desired again. We're really looking for that. We're really seriously looking for the man that would give us that yearning again. We miss that from our men that we have at home. We don't have that anymore. So if a man comes, I don't care whether he has the thug swag or bulging wallet pockets or not. We ain't looking at that and for us to cheat. We're looking at the fulfillment of the yearning to be desired. Your man don't talk to you anymore, and he don't listen. He doesn't tell you how beautiful you are. You have to get that from a nigga that you see every day at your job or something.
That's one.
Say
way
what?
To say it, but I mean that's one perspective. But I mean, you know, women cheat for so many reasons. Sometimes they cheat just because they want to. Sometimes they cheat.
Have you
to
ever asked a woman, a cheating
hard.
Woman, why she cheated? You ever asked her that?
Ma'am, in the 5 years since I first started this thing, I've asked so many people so many things.
Well, can I ask you this, Mr. Alexander?
What question?
I have talked to so many people. And,
right.
Boy, you'd be surprised. I probably have 15,000 hours in and talking to people. And my perspective, most people have their perspective, and they have a perspective that's based on the perspective of other people that are in their direct peer group. When you have talked and blogged and spent 15,000 hours talking to people, you got to pick up everybody's perspective. And I'm looking at the center, not, you know, these people feel this way. These Christian people feel this way. These non-Christian people feel this way. These conservative people feel this way. These hood rats feel this way. These intellectuals feel that way. Everybody groups themselves into people who are like-minded. I've been dealing with people across all diasporas, across all socioeconomic levels, and across ethnicities. I'm looking at the center, not just my opinion or the opinion of my peer
right.
group.
Right.
This is what I do for, this is my life, this is what I do. I'm a filmmaker and a family activist. And sometimes I add levity and humor, sometimes I'm brash, you know, I'm trying to get people's attention. But the reality is, we have serious problems, and we throw it back and forth like a beach ball, and we keep blaming each other when the reality is we all need to take responsibility for us, ourselves, and us, because we are our own biggest problem, our choices, our attitudes, our lack of personal responsibility, and our ability to shamelessly and effortlessly find some way to make whatever's going wrong the other person's fault. And that's what the problem
Alexander,
really is.
How can you say that when you as a man made a film about women's problems? You didn't make
I'll tell
a
you
film
how I can
about
say that.
Men's problems. Hold on, let me finish.
I'll tell you. Okay.
Let me finish. Because
I've heard it before, but anyway, let you finish.
Okay. I know. No, you've heard it.
I mean, people hit me with the same thing. How can I as a man make a film about women? Let me get as many answers in as possible. I know the question. How can I make a film about women? Blah, blah, blah. I got that. Here's how I can make that film.
Okay.
The reason I made that film is it's such an underserved perspective. I had a lot of women say, I don't care why men are tired. I'm like, really? They actually never had a reason to think about it. It's never been shown. You have never seen a movie where men stand up and tell you how they feel. And that is a valid thing that women should care to understand. Because it's not a myopic, one-sided, you know, relationship. If you're in a relationship with a man, then it behooves you to at some point try to figure out how a man feels and what his challenges in life are. One interesting thing you notice in the film, the women in their 20s were almost crazy. The women in their 30s were calming down. By the time they got to 40, they almost unanimously said, women need to grow up and get a grip. When I interviewed women, they said, black men, crazy, no good, none of them, never met one.
Why did you
almost
use a white
every
woman? That's all I want to know. Why did you use
that
white woman?
Listen, let me say almost every man I interviewed graciously, without my asking not one time, said some black women, not all. Some black women are angry, not all. They almost all unanimously said that at some point in their dialogue. The black women were not as gracious. They just said, black men are no good, that's it. So I made that film to counterbalance the raging stupidity and one-sided nature of the gender war of black men are no good and black women are victims. Black men are victimized too, and there are no good black men and there are good black men, which some women
Damn.
Didn't seem to realize until they got older. And there are no good black women just like there are good black women, which the
right,
men did
right.
realize at every single age. From the
right.
youngest to the oldest, they all said the same thing. There's a lot of no good black men, I agree, but not all of us are bad, and women need to make better choices. And
okay,
they have daddy issues.
Sam, can I
That's
ask you a question? Why did you use
and
a white woman in it? Why did you use a white
Why
woman?
Why did I use a white woman? Because I knew it would piss you guys off and make you watch the movie. It wasn't about the white woman. The white woman was in the movie. The white woman was in the movie for all of 2 minutes.
That's
it had
incredible. So
to
you
deal
used
the white
woman to piss us off. Incredible.
Hell yeah, and it worked.
for me, but it made a lot of other
it
people.
It worked to get your attention.
You know,
I'm not saying the white woman worked for you. I'm saying the white woman got y'all to watch it to be pissed at the white woman. But it wasn't about the white woman.
Incredible.
It was about you.
Incredible.
Well,
I know exactly what I did.
At the white
yeah.
woman.
Yeah, I pimped me a white woman now.
you know, Mr. Alexander, that actually wasn't my question, but you did answer a lot in that. But I do want to say that I think the reason I take issue with your method of filmmaking is because at the end is not a solution that is helpful. It's not a helpful solution at the end. And that's why it concerns me, especially with your upcoming film about mothers, because at first you went to the black woman,
but he did display,
and now you're going with mama.
You cannot bring a solution until you first get people to admit there's a problem. I still, to this day, have women call me all the time saying, I don't know any women like that. I don't know what you're talking about. None of my friends are like that. I'm not like that. My sister's not like that. None of my
right.
peer groups are like that. We're all
right.
What solution? When people don't admit there's a problem. There's obviously a problem. And until we get past the denial of the problem, we're not going to get a solution.
Well,
you know,
you didn't
so everything works in stages.
Look, can I?
Wait a minute, real quick.
Let me say this real quick. I got to pay attention to the chat room as well. And also people that's on the call line. Listen, if you want to make a comment or ask him a question or anything, please see your hands up. The call lines are lit. The only thing I'm asking, don't call, please not today say, I just want my mic open because I don't want my switchboard to go down and I don't want to open your mic and you got a dirty-ass background in the back, loud noise and stuff. Well, this is not the day. So I'm asking that you push one more time. Take your hand down if you ain't got nothing to say. You understand, though? You got a loud background. You're not getting on. I'm telling you right
now. And I'd like to say, make your question real short because everything you ask me, I've heard it at least 1,000 times. It's the same question. All I got to do is hear the first four words, and I got the answer.
Okay. That's great, then. So we can say, how did, and then you'll know, right?
Yes. I want to give more answers and have less question grandstanding.
How did you? Okay, so I'm gonna open up the call lines, and everybody mic will be open, but I swear to God, I'm going to write your numbers down. If you got a loud-ass background or a weak, cheap phone, you'll never be on my call line again. Don't ever push one. I'm telling you right now. Give me y'all a heads up. 410, your mic is open. 516, your mic is open. 206, your mic is open. 917, your mic is open. 404, your mic is open. 646, your mic is open. I'm asking that you mute your background. That's all I'm asking. That you mute your background and just let me, you know, just see, it's shit like this. You hear this? See, niggas don't act right. You see this? This is what happened. And this is what I'm talking about. Now I got to find who. See what I'm saying?
Why do they need open mics?
I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. There it is. It was 646. I'm going to tell you why. Because we're actually streaming now, Tim. Mm-hmm. We're streaming.
Okay.
And because we're streaming, my switchboard could shut down and I can't get to the calls. So, because you're actually on the leadership with us. I'm on the air live for 2 hours, and the next hour we're streaming. So
okay.
That's how it works. So we call this the leadership, where we just build on relationships, family, business, whatever. You know.
And let's
so
jump back in.
Huh?
I said, all right, let's jump back in.
Okay, all right.
Questions
and 315, your mic is open. All ones, your mic is open. And 678-949, your mic is open. Please mute your backgrounds, though, because we do have the one and only Tim Alexander with us taking the time out. We didn't book him. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? I love you. Thank you, Tim, so much for this.
Can we talk about your new film and what it's about?
Wait, Jolly. Chill, Jolly.
Chill, Jolly. Not yet. Have me on your show.
No, but
is that a promise?
Say something.
Is that
wait, come on. We ain't got time. We got like 45 minutes left. So I want to pay attention to the chat room, too, because maybe he can help. You know, now the damn thing is gone, so I don't know what they said. But let's go ahead and talk about mother's love, though. Let's go ahead and run it.
Can I,
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. This isn't to him, but this is to you and the other co-host, Don. Don't you kind of think, you know, getting a little bit loud and talking over him kind of, you know,
solidifies? Boy, I ain't supposed to. Boy, you supposed to be muted.
Please.
I'm just asking a question.
Well, I agree, because I like to listen when someone is talking. I totally agree. That's Jolly. She's from Atlanta, born at Grady Hospital, so that's a little bit different. I'm just kidding. But no, I hope that we are showing Tim some respect, though.
Yeah, do you feel like I was talking over you, sir?
Yes.
A little bit, but I'm used to it. I mean, it's a heated conversation. My thing is, I know that people want answers, so I'm predisposed to try to answer as much as possible over listening to long questions. Because,
right.
You know, I kid you not when I say I've heard everything 1,000 times. Trust me. It's always the same, like, you know, repetitive, you know, things that people are trying to find out. So I just need a little question. I got an answer for you.
My
so,
second
instead of,
question.
So instead of asking questions, you know, maybe you should just talk. And you'll answer the questions in your talking.
No, let's go to
410.
I think BA did have a question to him, though. BA, you got a question for him?
Yeah, my question to him is, are you doing quantitative research and to come up with these theories that you want in your documentary, such as are you personally interviewing these women or women, period, black women?
Yes. Yes. What I did is I made a 3-minute clip. And the 3-minute clip went viral. I was never trying to make a movie. I made a clip out of frustration because of something that happened to me to reflect how a certain incident made me feel. It got such a rage review that people were asking for the rest of the movie. There was never supposed to be a movie. So I decided to take this clip and go from L.A. to New York and go all around the country, Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, D.C., you know, Washington, you know, all kinds of places, and show people this clip and put a camera in their face and say, tell me what you think. So I indiscriminately stopped men and women walking down the street and said, you have a moment. They said, yeah, look at this clip. Tell me what you think. So what they said was not rehearsed, not something they thought about. It's not like you're having an interview tomorrow. Go ahead and think of something to say. It came off the cuff. And the rest of the movie was all experiences written from my life. The scripted part all happened to me. So everything in there has some reality and some foundation to it. It's not just something I just came up with out of who knows where.
Okay.
410-643, you're on the air. What you got?
No, I was just saying that.
Wait. You're not 410. We pass you.
Oh.
410-643, come on in.
Peace, Don. I'm just listening. This is Butterfly 70.
Man, I'm
going to
kick your ass with that. I'm just listening stuff. All right, but leave
you
mute your background.
You are. Come on,
cool.
Ask your question.
I ask a question for her?
Yeah. Somebody
asked
me. When you said that when you talk to black men and they said, you know, out of their own mouths, you know, without you baiting them, that some black women were angry. But then you talked to black women and they said all niggas ain't shit. How come you don't think that the niggas are the problem instead of the women?
Because I am a, as you worded it, nigga, you know, in that context. And I know that there are some good black men because I do take care of my children, you know, and I know many good black men. But for some reason, women, so many women are predisposed to liking bad boys and thugs. They complain about no good men. How come no good men have more babies than good men? All of you know some good guy that you passed up who is now married and being just as nice and responsible as he could be, but you didn't want him because he wasn't exciting enough.
So then why don't you make yourself desirable?
To liking bad
Sorry.
Boys.
Sorry.
And you know
so
it's true.
So
I've never heard of a man marrying a woman on death row.
Wait a minute. See, I love this. See, Tim, you got my girls riled up. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have never heard of a man marrying a woman on death row. Women will go marry some piece of garbage thug about to lose his life.
Wait a minute, he's not right, sweetheart. No, you know that's not true. My husband is here. He married a chick out of the chain gang. Okay, let me put that on record. He married a chick straight out the chain gang, so you know that's not true. That's not true. That is not true. And he's a doctor. And he married a chick right out the chain gang. She was in pimping and all that other stuff. So put that on right. And had children by her. So that was not true. So we're not going to. I'm so glad you throw out stuff like that because I know a lot of people. Ain't no man in. Okay.
Why would you make yourself more desirable to women if the women desire men that aren't lame? Like, why bad?
Well, you know why? Because I don't
want to
be a thug.
But she don't want to
be a thug. I don't want to be a thug.
But she doesn't want to be a thug.
I don't want to.
Can we take all the questions or could somebody else get some questions?
Right. Oh, 220. I'm
so
sorry.
What?
You are so right.
Charlie, that's why you're never going to have a goddamn on proper man. That's all that's going to be.
Charlie sounds grand.
Wait. I don't have the leadership, y'all, but we got to visit him. Come on. Chill. We got a visitor. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Can we all be on our best behaviors? Please.
Oh, we about to get down in this
jacket. Got a visitor. We got a guest on the air now. Y'all ain't going to mess this up for me. I'm trying to get in Hollywood with Tim.
When you say 6, 7, 8, I'm ready.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll go down real quick because let's knock all the questions out first because we got now 40 minutes left. Okay, 516, come on. What you got?
I got a comment to make. I think it's a shame that we follow the trend that has been set out there for us to be following, man. To say that black women ain't this and that or that they are this and that and vice versa on the other side of the gender is something that is an outside influence upon our people that we follow into, really. And that's really short and simple.
Well, you are absolutely
right. Let me answer that.
Go ahead. It's the Cosmo
physician. Oh, Cosmos, how you doing, baby? Thank
I'm
you for calling right. in.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a married man or you're a man in a relationship and you have a problem in your relationship. Do not stop to talk about it. If you have a problem in your family, you know, you call your family together, the mother and the father and the sisters and the uncles and the, and you say, you know what, we got a problem in this family. We got to talk about this. We got to straighten this out. Okay, we have a problem in our African-American families. When I was young, I'm 51 years old. In 1966, 90% of our homes had a black father in it. Now by the time the kids are 18, only 10% have a black father in it. We got to talk about this.
Tell her which way to go.
Man, if you ever is talking, meet your damn right. Good black men don't like y'all, because y'all don't know when to shut up.
Hey, go around.
Yeah, look, y'all got to get this together, okay? Y'all got to get this together.
Right?
Why don't you start turning phones off again? It's too much going on, you know? We don't need people calling in if they can't do it right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I just, but, you know. But he's
you
got
enough to talk about. Yeah.
Okay, so good. 206, come on in. You got a question for him?
No, he already answered it. I wanted to know why he used the white girl.
You can't.
Okay.
There was a young lady that was trying to ask a question. Young lady, which one were you? You were trying to ask a question. You said we're ready to hear you. What were you trying to ask?
220. We ain't got to her yet. I'm going to the line.
I'm in the store now. My phone might be too loud. I'm going to have to hang up. My question was,
wire out with me.
Hold up. This ain't going to work. I'm listening to everybody. This ain't going to work.
Yeah, this is a mess.
I thought you said my name, so I was talking, but I heard somebody else
talking.
Wait a minute, 220. You don't damn listen. Be quiet for a minute. I'm muting everybody. Okay, now, it's just us, Tim. Okay, my switchboard shut down. My fault is just that one apple spoils the barrel.
Thank you.
Who's that young lady who's trying to ask a question? I want to talk to her.
Okay, her mic
is
220. Come on in, 678. Your mic is open.
Okay, hi.
There she is. Okay.
Now,
hi.
My question was, do you play the same type of stereotypes or whatever you want to call them, do you place them same type of things on when we consider the so-called stripper women and women?
I'm sorry, your voice broke up. Say that again. Did I put the same stereotypes on who?
Out there, and this is some type of man that's always chasing after a certain type of woman, and when he get her, when she dogs him out, now he caught him in his
I'm
your phone is breaking up, 220. It's terrible.
Okay, I think I got the gist of what she was saying. She was trying to say, is it because men are chasing a certain type of woman, then when he gets that woman, then he starts complaining about it. See how many times I heard these questions? Okay, no.
That's not what I was saying. That's not what you're saying.
Okay, you're breaking up so much. That sounded like it. But anyway, try again. Let's see if
that's
you can
what
hear
I was trying
time.
To say. I was going in the store. I was trying to get my question out, but I touched the archives. It's okay, nah.
No, go ahead.
It was breaking up too much. Now we can hear you. Go ahead and ask your question. Now we can hear you.
I'm saying that it's a certain type of, like how you say, when you was just going on saying that the woman, she always chased the bad guy, and when the bad guy does her wrong, and, you know, if we all women, we passed up a good guy for a bad guy. I mean, it's men out there that chase the same type of women. They always want this woman that's in the club shaking their booty, and they are showing their breasts and stuff, and they want to turn this into a housewife, and when she dogs them out, then all of a sudden all women got attitudes, and all women is this woman that dogged them out. So, you know, I'm just saying that, do you recognize that what you're saying about black women goes the same towards black men? We're tired, too.
That's
you
exactly
know,
what I said.
That you want to chase the stripper, and then when you get with us,
it is a twofold. Thank you, 220, for that. It is twofold because, you know,
absolutely.
Brothers pass up
absolutely.
A good woman over that. Uh-huh. What you got?
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly the question I was answering. No, that is not the case. It is across all socioeconomic levels, irrespective of how much money, how educated, irrespective of anything. It doesn't matter whether it's a hood rat, a doctor, a lawyer, and it's not just black. It's all women, and not just women, it's all men, it's people. We all chase the wrong people. You know, the problem is we need fresh air, water, fresh vegetables to sustain life. But we want to eat sugar, butter, and fat. That's what you want, and that's what you need. And until we learn to pick people based on what we actually need and not superficial, you know, things that titillate us, like how hard somebody is in the neighborhood or how rich somebody is or how big somebody's booty is or how much the other women just all love this one guy, you know, we have to say, what do I need? And we need to throttle down our rampant desires, because the media keeps feeding us all this sensationalism. They show us bad boys and bad girls on TV and make them look exciting, like the it people, you know, and they're not the it people. They're the people that are being presented to us. And if you market chewing gum, then people buy the gum. So we're being marketed broken, dysfunctional people, and we're buying into it. And it's all of our fault. Every one of us has the same problem.
Right. Okay. All right, let's see who else is next. Thank you, 220. 220, I love you for muting yourself,
thanks,
too.
Yeah, thanks.
That's just, I mean, you're so perfect as a black woman. I love you so much. Thank you. Let's go to 91, for real, right, because some of these black women got their, I mean, push one and talking in the background. 917, 517, your mic is open. What you got? Now go down the line.
I'd like to thank him for his film, because even though a lot of women that on his show don't identify with what on the film, the thing is, I think it supports my ignorance in that woman also, and it made me look at myself. So as far as it kept for us saying that, you know, we can't identify, but some of us could and some of us don't want to identify with reflecting in that mirror.
Well, thank you.
We could barely hear you.
I heard that she was thanking me for making the film and saying that it helped her to identify her own foolishness, and a lot of women don't want to look at their foolishness.
I agree.
And that is the biggest compliment to me, because I made it for exactly that reason. I didn't make it as a diss film. I made it as an eye-opening film. I've had women say, thank you. Nobody ever told me to look at myself. Women will ride shotgun with a woman's bad behavior in a heartbeat. They'll have a girlfriend who they know is acting a fool, and they just, you know, they're just down with the
they
sisterhood.
They co-sign
you know?
On it. Right.
Right. And until we start to realize bad is bad no matter who's doing it, even if it is your girlfriend, and good is good, you know, even if the person is a little more conservative than you may find exciting at first glance, you know. And so we have personal responsibility, and I just realized that in the marketplace, there's a lack of media that shows females personal responsibility. And so I decided to go and enlist the help of people across the country and get their take on it. You know, and I know that if I had written the whole movie by myself, I'd be responsible for everything that's in it, but I'm not. I'm responsible for going out and finding out what people thought and feeding it to you and saying this is what people think and feel. And
right.
It's a
can
reality.
I ask you a question? What woke you up to all of this? What did it? What woke you up one day and said, you know what, I got to do a film on this. I got to, I'm
growing
sick
up,
of it.
Growing up, growing up. Here's what I found in life. You know, at 50, I finally realized what maturity is. We don't fully grow up until we're close to 45.
Right.
And here's
men.
Why. People. People.
Men.
People.
Men.
I look at it more like, okay, we can argue, but I'm trying to make it clear. I look at it like 50 is really a very pivotal number. We spend the first 25 years of our life learning how to become functional. First, you have to figure out what the brown stuff that comes out your butt is. Then you have to, like, learn what your name is and how to spell it. You're not even thinking about what you're going to be when you grow up until you're at least 10. So we spend the first 25 years of our life trying to get out of college, trying to get a suitable job, trying to, making all the worst relationships we can possibly make with all the wrong people. And then we spend the second 25 years learning what to do with what we learned in the first 25 years. And you know what maturity is? Just simply saying some of that was my fault. I was the fool. I never should have got with that idiot. What in the world
right.
was I talking about when I got with that idiot? That is when you actually grow up, when you realize that some of it was you, and that
right.
everything that happened to you is not the other person's fault. It's your dumbass fault for being there.
Ooh, damn. Mm-hmm.
There's not a child alive that picked their own father. You guys picked their fathers.
Whoa,
that's not true at all. Whoa, Kimo Sabe.
Whoa.
Oh, no, that is the truth. That's the truth. It's not a truth you like to hear, but it's the truth.
No,
wait. And some of y'all,
I got to speak for the women,
Tam.
Okay.
Wait, some men, yeah, we pick them, okay? But y'all also pick us to be the mothers.
No, children pick their parents. Fuck
well,
the
we
bullshit.
Know that. If we go on that level, I don't think Tam could dance with us on the college level.
Well, then Tam needs
level.
To get on the page because children pick their parents. So while you bitching and complaining about some choices that were made, they were made on purpose. You can't negate predestiny, sir.
You're right.
And
because
why are you sitting there talking about
excuse
that?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Your
all right. All right. Okay.
Talk about your
I've heard that one before. Let me fix that for you.
And your arrogance makes you assume that you know what I'm about to say, and you don't. Just let me finish talking and then respond to what I'm saying. That's how conversation works.
All right.
Works.
Go right ahead. I'll wait through it.
Your film didn't address your personal growth and responsibility. Your film addressed the women's fuck up, and then you actually put in your film you going out telling black women how they're fucking up. That's not about personal growth and responsibility, son. That's about finger pointing. And that's where you lack better judgment. Pick a better method, and your point will get across.
You would be stunned to know how many women have thanked me for that exact film. It has shown on Showtime over 200 times. I really got tens and thousands of emails of people saying, thank you. This film changed my life. You would be shocked. And there are small pockets of people who want to argue the point, but the fact is, I went and talked to real men and women. Watch it again. And you see the younger women are crazy, and the older women are like black women need to grow up.
You're right. Yeah, he's right
about
that.
And I did not tell them what to say. They said what they felt. So you can say all this, whatever you want, but the bottom line is no child has ever picked their own father. When God designed our bodies and made us in his image and likeness, he made us as gods in a small G sense. We already have genetic and DNA, and we have a system that is capable of reproducing life. Life comes from God, but God already put life in us. Every sperm, every egg is already life. All we have to do is connect the dots. And
well,
when we go
that,
and get with the wrong person and connect the dot, we get what we get. And if that man runs off and does not help take care of that child that you made during that union, then it is what it is. But there are too many bad boys with six, seven, 12, 15 kids. Good guys don't make a lot of babies like that. And if they do make them, they take care of them.
Sir.
Good guys do not make a lot of careless babies and walk off and don't take care of them. Fools do. So women have a collection of three or four different fools who are all their babies' daddies, and they were never married and not near one of them, then who should we actually start to look at?
The majority of good guys, they shoot blanks anyway. They can't have babies.
No, that is not true. Good guys are more responsible.
Good guys can't even have children. Did you notice that? All the good guys, they can't make a baby.
Because you women won't let them. I've been a good guy all my life. I had my first kids at 48, and I was married. I've been a good guy all my life. I was good enough to be responsible and not drop my seed and then bounce before the baby even comes out the oven.
Why
like
do you get divorced?
So many men do.
Why did you get divorced?
Why did I get divorced? Well, let me see. My mother and father were together every day of my life. My father's mother and father had 17 kids. All of them are still with their first husband or wife. My wife, her father deserted her twice. She has three different women she called mother. No women in her family have ever had a successful relationship. I think that I was raised to say the death to us part and mean it, and she didn't understand that because she walked away.
Because she what? I can't hear Jolly. I know you're feeling it, but I couldn't hear that last statement.
Why didn't you go get her? Why didn't you go
I said because she walked away, and a person
why
wants to walk away.
Her?
Let me answer the question. If a
the Bible
says
cling to your wife.
Yeah, why
let me answer the question. Look, this is too much work, okay? I don't do interviews like this where it's a screaming match, all right? I can do something else. Now, do you want to hear what I have to say or not?
Yes, sir. I'll bow to your whim.
Okay. Now, the reason I didn't go and get her, you cannot go and get somebody who is not gettable. She does have her own free will. She does have her own mind. And what she found is the responsibility of actually making a marriage work is not something that she understood nor really wanted to put the effort into because she didn't know how. She knows how to make it not work because that is what her experience has always been. She has never experienced a man who is standing up and being what a man is supposed to be. All of a sudden, the expectation goes to her to raise her game, and that was just not something that was working for her. So I cannot make someone who walked away come back. That's foolish.
Yeah. Mr.
Alexander, how is it possible you just sat on this phone and told us that your entire point is personal growth and responsibility, and in your divorce story, you said everything is her fault because she didn't know nothing. And, I mean, where's the personal growth in that?
You said, why are you divorced? I'm divorced because she left. Cause it was not, listen again.
Okay.
I'm divorced because she left, and it was in no way mutual. And if she came back, I would still want her. She walked away from me. That was something I could do nothing about. That's why I'm divorced.
Do you know why she walked away?
You didn't ask.
No, did you ever ask her, why did you leave? Why did you walk away?
Yeah, of course. You know.
What did she say?
There are values that I hold to, which are more traditional values. And her value system, never having been a part of a functional relationship, was not well-defined. Whenever an issue came up, which comes up in any relationship, you have to talk about it. Her thing was, I don't want to talk about anything. And if you shut down on communicating, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, if you say, I'm going to withhold sex because, you know, I'm mad, and you hold back on every single thing. We couldn't talk. We couldn't have sex. We couldn't communicate. Nothing. Because she was always holding back because she felt like everything had to be perfect before she would open up. There's no growth there. There's nothing I can do with that. And it was a passive manipulation of the relationship. And then when she decided she wanted to go because the relationship wasn't growing, it was stagnated. Of course it's stagnated if you won't talk. Of course it's stagnated. You know, if you won't, you know, bond with your husband. I said, why don't we have sex? Don't you know that sex is a part of bonding? Well, I don't want to bond with you until everything is perfect. I'm like, well, some of the things you're complaining about are due to the fact that you're not handling your responsibility. Well, what makes you think just because we're married we're supposed to have sex? Well, I think most men would find that to be a reasonable expectation. You know, but her way of dealing with things that she didn't like was shutting down. My way was saying, let's work through it. Let's communicate. Let's dialogue.
Let's have
it.
Sex.
Let's get an
better
understanding. No, no, it's not let's have sex. That was just one aspect. It's let's communicate.
My ex-husband told me the same thing. My ex told me the same thing. He told me because I wasn't having sex with him was his reason for pursuing other women.
Okay, first of all, I got nothing to do with what he did. I didn't pursue other women.
Let me explain what I mean by that. Because if you don't understand, if you don't understand the woman, then you will never get it right in the marriage or in the relationship. And that's what people don't understand. That because these women, we've been abused a lot. Our lives. A lot of us have been abused. A lot of us are missing that which what your wife also missed, your ex-wife didn't have. So, and it's a lot that we've go through. If especially if she shuts down, that means that there's some trauma in her life. She's been traumatized, and it could possibly be through a rape or a molestation or just a lot of stuff that she's endured as a child growing up or even as a young woman in relationships.
So you've answered my question. The reason my marriage didn't work was her trauma. That's the short answer. Because if she can't communicate, then you have no relationship. And I tried to communicate, but her trauma would not allow her to communicate, so it was game over for our marriage.
Right. But did you know that she had a lot of trauma prior to marriage?
Not until I married her and found out that she wouldn't communicate.
Right. And see, that's a lot even with brothers, too, with the males, is that they are also traumatized as well, and so it's difficult because I know a sister who, you know, had a mother and a father, been married and still married. Meanwhile, the guy that she's with don't have nobody, and he shuts down on her. And it's hard for her to get through him. And we are actually getting involved with traumatized people.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're not coming in as caretakers. We're thinking that this person is right and exact like we are. You know what I'm saying? But we don't. Yeah. I don't understand how relationships are only dealt with, you know, let's say the three things: sex, kissing, and loving, and that's it, and just being together, but not dealt with to work out their past issues in their own life. If you come in with me, then you got to take everything that I've endured, and I have to take everything that you've endured, and we have to really sit down and lay everything out. Like, my husband knows everything that happened to me in my life.
Yes. And I do want
to clarify, this is how he understands that when I'm tripping, he knows, okay, she didn't have a traumatic breakdown. But, you know, I think that we don't know these people we're getting involved with. And we're writing it off as either they're angry or it's their fault that it didn't work, not knowing that we're supposed to even work through their traumatized stages of their life.
Yes, and on that I agree. And I do want to clear up my main issue in my conversation about what was wrong was not sex. I said it was communication. And sex was also another thing, but it was not the main thing. I had made up my mind if we never had sex again until the day I died, I was still there 100% for her and my family. But communication, to the point where we just didn't communicate and she shut down and decided to walk away, that was a deal breaker. And that was something that there was nothing I could do about.
Right, I agree.
That's something that she had to do.
Right. I'm with that. I just can't understand that we quickly to throw everybody out under the bus and do, you know, movies about traumatized women, but because they're not showing their trauma, they're showing something else as being angry or you know what I'm saying, or not interested in being, you know, the wife for that day or for that hour for that man, and all of a sudden she's a bitch or she's angry, not knowing that we go through so much.
We go through a lot. We
go through a hell of a lot, but we've been stereotyped a hell of a lot as well. We've been stereotyped too. I'm just waiting for the right producer, the right director, to actually rewrite the wrong now, and so that we can actually see real black families, real black relationships really working. I'm tired of seeing the movies of the good guy walk up like your documentary. She disrespects him, and then the thug dude pops up. And
Ma'am, you very rarely see a movie, very rarely.
That's why I said I'm waiting to see it. That's why I want to see
it. You know what? I think you're going to like A Mother's Love a lot.
Tell us about it.
Because A Mother's Love, did you see the trailer that I put online?
No. BB,
okay,
Black Beautiful Butterfly, put it up for us real quick in the chat room. Uh-huh.
You can go to YouTube.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And put in Tim Alexander's, apostrophe S, Tim Alexander's A Mother's Love.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two clips. The four-minute extended scene is the one with the real weight. There's a trailer, but the trailer is designed to not give you any clue what the film is about. But the four-minute extended scene gives you a great clue what the movie's about. And the movie is about a woman who was married to a good man. Be quiet, be quiet. I have twins. They're 3 years old. It's about a woman who was married to a good man, and here, you guys push each other, I'm sorry. A woman who was married to a good man, and she got caught up in her desire to excel in life, so she went and got a high-powered job and got a nice house and a nice car, and she ceased to be involved with her family. She disconnected from her husband and left him because he wasn't doing what she felt he should be doing work-wise. She, her daughter was on drugs, and she didn't care about her daughter. She only cared about her stuff because her daughter stole something from the house. And her mother lived with her, and her mother had to do battle with her for her to humble herself and submit to the fact that she was a part of a family unit, and it wasn't just about her. And this film will probably affect 70% of the women who see it because it's a real strong message to make you say, you know, what are my values? I mean, there's so many women who, when they're younger, they can't get into a relationship because I have to do this, I have to do
people
that.
People are saying that you're nuts
career.
Right now in the chat room, Tim. People are saying
and
you're
know what?
Nuts,
and you
you're
know what?
Woman bashing.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. That's your audience. People breed like kind. That's the way y'all roll. So I'm good with that. But, you know, I'm still going to tell the truth. And at some point, it'll bubble up in your soul and it'll grow. Because the truth is still the truth, whether it seems convenient or not.
So can
there
I ask you, if it is the truth,
I'm trying
let
to,
me ask you
I was
this.
Raised by mother and father. And you know what I'm saying? I was raised by mother and father. I know both my granddaddies. My fathers, both my granddaddies were raised by their daddies. I know my great-granddaddies. I'm from a long generation of men who know how to stand and men who take care of their responsibility.
And you're still tired.
Now,
how is that possible?
If a man like me can't tell you something, then, you know, I'm the first one probably almost in my family who had a relationship that didn't work. And that was completely her choice to walk away from me.
What?
It wasn't me. You know, it wasn't me. I'm talking about, listen, let me clear that up. I didn't say I'm without fault. I said it wasn't me who was willing to walk away and not stay in this relationship until the day I died. When I married her and said to God, to death do us part, I made a commitment to God. I made a commitment to her. I made a commitment to my children. I did not lie. She walked away from me, served me the divorce papers. I got them in my hand, okay? That had nothing to do with me. That was not my choice.
Can I ask you this question, please?
Please do.
Do you feel that you are healed from all the hurt, or do you feel like you are still experiencing some of that hurt and you're working through it? What category do you feel you're in?
I'm definitely healed from the hurt.
Now, let
me
ask you another
before.
Question. Wait, because you said quick questions, quick answers, okay? So you're
There's one other piece to the answer. I made that movie before I got married. I made that movie before we were even dating. The movie was made 5.5 years ago. So the movie wasn't made because of my hurt, you know. So, yes, I'm healed from the hurt because I know how to release things.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Okay. Now, let me put it to you like this, Mr. Alexander, okay? You say that you've heard these questions so many times that they're like, you know, written past in your mind and that people come with the same questions, they come with the same comments, and they have these same things to say. Now, I know that when I watched your film, I didn't get your healing. I got your hurt. So I would like to pose to you that maybe you're not as healed as you think because you are pushing so much hurt, it is overshadowing your good intentions.
Dead wrong, you're projecting. I'm not pushing hurt. I'm pushing passion. I'm trying to argue over people who keep talking over me. No, I'm not hurt. I wasn't hurt when I made the film, you know, and I'm not hurt now. I'm very happily adjusted. Raising my sons, my ex and I see each other all the time. We sit out and laugh and talk about the kids and share pictures and everything. There's no pain. It's not about being hurt. It's about being passionate about trying to get a message out, which is very difficult to get out. And it puts me in a position where I constantly have to argue. So, no, you're misreading the fact that I have a very hard road to travel to try to tell so many women this message I'm trying to tell them. And it's easy to say, oh, you must be hurt, and then walk away from it. It's blame shifting. No, I'm not hurt.
No.
If I was hurt, I'd be glad to tell you.
It's not easy to say you're hurt because after I watched your film and talked a lot about it. And see, when I watched your film, I talked to the men in my life, and I showed them your film. And not one of them didn't make a screw face to the same things that I made the screw face to. So that's what I'm saying. You're saying that, you know, like company keeps like company. And that's what I'm saying to you. It could
but
be
you know
that
what
all
the Bible says. The Bible says how can two walk together unless they agree? Now, if you had the database, I probably got a few hundred thousand emails. And I'm not saying that figuratively. 40 million people see my film. I've got a few hundred thousand emails from all over the world. They're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This film, help me, help me, help me. I got a small pocket, a much smaller pocket of people who have contention with it. And the people that have contention, their contention is very consistent. The people who like it very consistently. So there are different mentalities. And most people deal with people that have a similar mentality. Otherwise, they wouldn't deal with them. Goth people hang out with goth people. They don't hang out with hip-hop people.
Mm. Well, let me
Jews hang out with Jews. They don't hang out with Muslims.
Wait, real quick. We got 10 minutes remaining, okay? And first and foremost, I want to say it again. Tim, this is Don DeColeon. I love you. And I can't wait to
thank
meet
you
in person. And thank you for your time coming on to the Don DeColeon show in this late hour of us asking you. And we're going to take two more calls, and then for the record, y'all, we're going to do a special show in 10 minutes at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, my time. We're going to do a special show, and so that we can talk about Tim once he leaves. Does this make sense?
You know what? The only time I seem angry is when I'm on the firing squad, and I got to argue down a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, you better.
I'm trying to make
a
point about something that I know, and then everybody's trying to tell me I'm angry because I'm frustrated because I'm trying to argue with people who are talking over me. That's ridiculous. I'm not angry.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's
you're right.
Wait
a minute, Jolly. We just got to
And, that,
got
and
to
that, that's why I sound angry because I can't hardly get the things said. Y'all wanted to know why I did it, what I'm trying to communicate, and as I try to communicate what I'm trying to communicate, I get nothing but contention. I might as well be married to a nag.
Are you married to a nag now?
No, I'm not. And I would never be married to a nag. I just
want to say I didn't call you angry. I was just wondering if you were still hurt.
The answer is no. I'm not hurt in the least. Whatever frustration and pain I had from the separation, I'm so well adjusted to it now. I realize the rest of my life is going forward. I'm actually better off at this point in my life. My life has excelled. I'm now in a position to find a woman who does love me the way I want to be loved instead of being with someone who doesn't love me the way I want to be loved. So I'm free because she
can you help us
away.
Out with that? What does that want to be loved? What is that? What does it
okay.
feel like?
Let me make this one other point. Because she walked away, my I will not leave you until the day I die has been severed. So I'm free because I was going to be there, happy or not, because I made a commitment to be there. But if
right.
she erases my ability to commit to being there, I'm free, you know, by force. So I'm good with that. Now if I no longer have to endure for the sake of my commitment. Now I have a chance to beat that and get it right this time.
Right. Tell us real quick.
So how in the world can I be hurt behind that? It's like, thank you. Thank you for giving
agree.
Me my life back.
I agree.
Yeah, that's true.
How do we?
I am not hurt.
Okay. Real quick, because I know we're about to get out of here, but the show is about to make another transition. But real quick, how do that thing is now I'm with someone that loves me the way I want to be loved. Tell us real quick, what is that? What is she doing that makes you feel fulfilled? What should a woman be doing? What does it mean when they say, now I found somebody to love me the way I want to be loved? Give us that.
We talk, we laugh, we enjoy the simplest of time together. We don't have to do anything special except be around each other. And whenever we have an issue, it's almost a non-issue because we're both working so hard to resolve it because it's not personal. It's like, okay, we have a different thing. We discuss it, we move past it. And then we unify those differences. Cooperation.
Right.
Actually enjoying the time with the person.
Right.
And not wondering, what is today going to be like? Is this going to be a good day or a bad day? And sometimes
right.
a bad day is like 4, 5, 6, 7 days in a row. With
right.
a little half a good day sprinkled in the middle. You
right.
know? So the thing is, peace. That's what makes a man happy. Peace. Just like the men in my movies said. All a man wants is peace. In his home. That's it.
I agree. And
peace
all
means
the
not arguing.
Peace too.
Right. And that means not
we got
arguing.
A question in the chat room before you get out of here. The question is asking from a chatter, says, ask him why he put his pics of his son's bottom showing on Facebook. Why are you showing your son's underwear is what they asking.
Okay, because it was funny. That's why. And if you want to know, for those of you that don't know what the picture is, go to Tim Alexander, LA. That's my Facebook page, and it's open. It is not my son's bottom. My son came out of the bathroom, and he had his pants down around his knees, and he had a long hoodie on, which completely covered his bottom, and it looked like these fools walking around with their pants sagging. And it looks hilarious. And people have been blowing the pics up saying it's the funniest thing. And I made a joke. I said, oh, my God, my own son is sagging, not on Daddy's watch. It's a joke. Get over it.
Well, we thank you so much for your time, Tim, and we'll look forward to the movie Mother's Love and so many other your projects that's coming out. And stop by from time to time on the Don Nicolaion
Show. Just one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
My new company is called Learning Through Conflict Pictures. My goal is to make high-conflict situations in the movie. And when you look at these films, you're not looking at the characters in the movie. You're looking at yourself. These conflicts are designed to make you put up a mirror and gauge yourself and say, am I engaging in that incorrect behavior? Because you can clearly see what the outcome of the wrong behavior is. And these films are designed. This next film doesn't have any documentary. It's all scripted. It's got stars in it and everything. And it's designed to make you look at yourself. And that's my goal, to teach people through conflict, not glorify conflict, but make you look at how wrong some conflict actually is.
Mm-hmm. How wrong are you? Yep.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Tim Alexander, y'all. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. Well, hey, y'all, I got like 4 minutes before the leadership actually land back in America, back to the planet Earth. This is incredible. I apologize that I couldn't leave y'all mics open only because I personally wanted to hear him clearly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to put all that on record. I decided to do another show on this, and the show is coming up in 3 minutes. That means y'all can go actually back into the chat room, turn back on your computers, and enjoy this, because I want to hear from everybody their thoughts, their opinions, their concerns. I mean, I'm sure we heard a lot from Jali, but this is, everybody's still hands is up, so I know this is, you know, wow, this is incredible. This is truly incredible. This is the Don Nicolaion Show, boy. Special shout out to my cousin, Beautiful Butterfly and shit. All right, let me open up the call lines real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to mute y'all, though, for real. You know what I'm saying? This is a different, you know, this was a different type of being that came on the air, so y'all already know, you know what I'm saying? You got to be sensitive. You got to be goddamn careful and shit, right? So I'm opening up the mics, though, real quick, though. 410-516-206-404, Grape Apes, 315, and all ones. Your mic is open, though. So just come on in. What you got?
Nah, peace. I just heard the brother, man. He said he healed from that situation. He not. He still has some type of emotional trauma behind that, man, some type of psychological complex. But you just don't. When a woman walks away from a man or vice versa, and person A, male or female, is entirely dedicated to the person that just walks away from them, that causes a scar that's through that case decades in him, man.
Dude, he said that if she were to come back right now, he would still love her.
Exactly. So the pain still has to be there.
No,
But it's not just a, it's not pain because he deals with her regardless. It's because of the kids. So it's not that.
What does it got to do with his movie, though?
Exactly.
Well, he said he did the movie. He said he did the movie before he even broke up with her. So I don't think the movie had much to do with it, other than it might have drove him to.
Just want everybody who's tuned in right now to understand that part two of today's show will be played tomorrow. For the Don Nicolione Show, part two will be played tomorrow. So, again, thank y'all for tuning in to the Don Nicolione Show. And we will see y'all in the new day. Man of the Hour is up at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, with that, keep it real. Nigga Real Nigga Radio.
Radio.